The hordes of chaos lead us. Vicious warriors attack merchant caravans and raid isolated farms and villages. There is no escape from chaos. It marks us all.
Tonight on my fucking show,
Radio War!
I believe in destruction, chaos, filth, and greed.
Greed is for amateurs. Disorder, chaos, anarchy. Now that's fun!
Do you know what's gonna happen? No. Dragon gas. So much chaos, someone will do something stupid. And when they do, things will turn nasty.
The hordes of chaos lead us. The hordes of chaos lead us. Vicious warriors attack merchant caravans and raid isolated farms and villages. There is no escape from chaos. It marks us all.
Tonight on my fucking show,
Radio War!
I believe in destruction, chaos, filth, and greed.
Greed is for amateurs. Disorder, chaos, anarchy. Now that's fun!
Do you know what's going to happen? No. Dragon gas. So much chaos, someone will do something stupid. And when they do, things will turn nasty.
Home, son, feed me up. Load it up. Loathing for a change, and I slip some boil away. Swallowed, followed,
just wanted to be myself. Hey, you said you would love to try some. Hey, you said you would love to die some. In the middle of the world on a fish hook, you're the wave, you're the wave, you're the
Juggalos and hoes, you're listening to the Chaos Radio Show with Heidi and William.
Let's sit back and let's get sexy.
Indeed, yes. Let's sit back and get sexy.
That's it.
Right now.
Whoop it out.
Hey, Ro.
Yes, Heidi?
Ever heard of a chicken cutlet in sexual terms?
I can picture it. You mean like when you just take it out of the pack and it looks like the lips and you didn't put any egg or bread on anything?
Well, that's a good guess.
Thank you.
That's a good guess. But a friend of mine had some chicken cutlets, and he was going to make some dinner, and he said, let me go online and see if I can find a good chicken cutlet recipe.
Right. Just do
something maybe a little different with these chicken cutlets.
Sure.
So he's doing a little Google search on chicken cutlet, and what comes up is the Urban Dictionary's slang definition.
Okay.
Right. So apparently, think about it this way. Like, you take a chicken cutlet and you bread it, right?
Right. You dip
it in some breadcrumbs.
Right.
Okay, here's a chicken cutlet. I think I may have heard this at some point, but I didn't remember it. It's sort of like a vague, I might have known that.
Right.
You're banging out a girl on the beach. But she's kind of a cunt, right?
Okay.
You don't really care for her too much.
Right.
Fucking her, take your dick out, all wet, roll it around in the sand, stick it back in.
Ah, that's good.
Ow.
That's good.
Ow. Ouch.
That's something.
That would chafe, is what that would do, and perhaps infect.
So that's the chicken cutlet.
That's a chicken cutlet. That's definition
good.
Number one, but I got to tell
and
you
And there's
something.
More.
There's definition number two, and I much prefer it to number one.
Okay.
I think it's much better.
Okay.
Drop a load on the girl's face.
Facial.
Yeah, facial.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put her face in the sand.
That's just funny.
That's just funny.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious, and I think it's much less overall, you know, potentially, like, lasting harm.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean? You could really fuck somebody
yeah.
up. Fuck
so you're talking, you're talking about... But not necessarily the guy. For the guy, it's just enjoyment.
No, I think the guy will probably get pretty fucked up,
You think
too.
You feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Like Will Brillo would be?
Like Brillo on the cock, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd probably be worth it, though. You know what I used to, you know what I heard? Like in, during Vietnam, the, what do you call them? The half lopes, the slants, they would, the chicks, they would put razor blades inside the happy spot. So when the GIs came over and they
to
would
rape
do,
them, they'd get it all sliced
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's,
you heard
that's
that?
Not good. Yeah.
That'd be rough, though.
Yeah.
I would be
suck.
A little nervous placing a razor blade in my vagina.
Do you think, I mean, you know, suppose like you had a man, he was in prison, he needed you to bring in some smokes.
Oh, smokes?
Yeah.
Well, that would be an uncomfortable fit.
I mean,
also,
it's
maybe,
a box.
You know what I would probably do? Take it out of the box.
And give them that extra
like,
flavor.
Roll them. No. Put them in like a plastic bag. Like roll them in something so they would stay like cylindrical.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know
they,
what I
they're
mean?
Gonna get moist.
Wrap a piece of paper around them, tape them down, put in a plastic bag.
Yeah, you think it can handle all that?
Well, it would be better than the box. I don't like the idea of the edges.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you know, edges, razor blades, same difference. But, I mean, if your man's in prison, he needs some smokes.
Well,
he's got to pay some bills.
A cigarette box wouldn't be quite as sharp as a razor blade.
Have you ever gotten, like, cardboard boxes in the mail and you're ripping it up to put for recycling?
Yeah.
That shit hurts, man.
It sure does.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, your boyfriend's in the can. He needs to pay some bills. He needs some smokes.
Yeah.
You do what you got
to
do.
Oh, well, I would do what I had to do.
Okay.
Doubtlessly.
Sex on the beach. Ever happened with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything near the chicken cutlet happened?
Not even close.
No.
No. I've never fucked a guy that hated me that much.
No, but I'm saying by mistake.
Oh, no.
No, I mean on accident.
No, 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 no.
You know, maybe just...
I think in general the sex on the beach was executed in a very careful fashion with maybe a sleeping bag involved.
Oh, well, that's kind of cheating, isn't it?
You throw down the sleeping bag, you're still you're outside under the stars with the water lapping at the sand. You still get the atmosphere.
You still get the ambiance.
I've made out on the sand. Not banged on the sand.
Okay, so no, just what, like second base?
Yeah.
So no actual...
Maybe third base.
Uh-huh. On the beach, on the sand, though, or on a bench on the boardwalk?
No, on the beach, on the sand.
And no sand? Nothing maybe, you know, maybe the balls?
What? Did you want me to get sand in my cooch?
No.
You know what I did get? A mosquito bite.
Ah, that's the worst.
On the beach, fucking around, yeah. Mosquito bites down
there. Son of a bitch.
Oh, my hiney.
Ah. And you gotta scratch, right? You gotta just scratch until they bleed.
Oh, you're covered in mosquito bites.
Oh, that's the worst.
Isn't that the worst?
That's the worst. I got one right here on my leg.
You're laying in bed at night and you're just scratching at it and scratching at it and using your heel.
Until it bleeds.
Yeah.
Fucking bugs.
But then you can't figure out why you have, like, brown, dried shit all over you.
Chicken cutlets. That's good.
Mm.
I gotta check. What is it? Urban
Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Look, Mr. Deej in the chat room posted a link to it right now.
Ah, sweet. All right. Good stuff. So it's kind of like when you want to, you know, your kid wants to look up something on the White House, types in White House and gets all these porno sites.
Right.
Ah, I see. How did the chicken cutlets come out, by the way?
I'm sure they were delectable.
Nice. Good eating.
Gosh, you know, there's just so many topics, it seems like.
Let me tell you, look, man, Rocket.
Yes.
From Lunatic.
Yes.
All right. He's got some, you know.
My
boy, right? I guess, apparently. I think I'm going over there someday.
Yeah.
I think I'm switching over.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. He doesn't like our board. Our board.
What do you mean he doesn't like our board?
Didn't you say that, you know, the
board... The message board?
Yeah, no, the board. The topic board, baby.
Oh, the chalk.
The chalkboard.
The chalkboard.
The board of knowledge of topics. Possible discussions and interpretations.
I think, you know what... You and I understand the importance of the board.
I definitely understand
the significance
of
the board. Chris seems to like the board.
I like the board.
And I think...
I mean, there's things on that board that we haven't... It's been up there that we haven't even been able to touch.
Well, look, that just goes to show you that as great as Rocket is, maybe, you know, we have our own thing.
We have our own thing. Just let me get enough Jack in me and then let me just sound stupid for about an hour. That takes up time.
You are out of your mind. Out of your mind.
I'm waiting for this kid to post it so I can just go all the way to the end and just listen to how stupid and ridiculous I sounded. I know there was one point I tried to get some words out of my mouth, and it wasn't coming.
A lot of words came out. A lot of them.
Were they coherent at all?
It sounded like sentences.
That hesitation is enough for me to know, yeah, nah. No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Wow, man. So, folks, avoid the BQE and the eastbound and the Long Island Expressway eastbound at the Van Wyck. Major accident, blocking two lanes. Oh.
And you found that out when?
while I was sitting in the traffic
right.
with it just now.
Traffic every quarter of the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure it is, right?
Brought to you by our traffic lady, Heidi Marie.
I'd like to be the traffic lady. I think I could read the traffic.
You think you could do it?
Fuck yeah.
I mean, you know, that you got to worry about the BQE. You got to worry about
some crazy name like Altitude Lou.
Well, here's the thing. High in the Sky D.
Yeah. Is that real?
Altitude Lou? Yeah, he's a real
That's
guy.
Funny, man. Don't those guys usually die in helicopter crashes?
Like I hope
the,
so.
Yeah, right?
Do they usually die? No. I wouldn't be a in the sky traffic reporter.
No.
I'd just
Look,
read
D
the
just
traffic.
Just giving you one right now. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Avoid 225 and Mississippi here in Colorado. Traffic stopped in both directions.
Look at that.
Thanks, Mindy, for the report. Now that's some shitty news.
Dow is up 2 points today.
And a recession's on the way. Yeah. You did that good. We should have some. We should write some.
Now let's kick
going.
It back to the oldies.
Look, don't knock 10-10 wins, man.
I'm not knocking it.
I love 10-10 wins.
Look, if had I been listening to it 10 seconds earlier,
right.
I would have known
right.
not to be on the LIE.
So you're admitting it that it's...
I should have taken the Grand Central.
Try the soup.
Exactly.
Look, I'm seeing in your notes...
I mean, it's just all this writing
and stuff.
Shit.
Look, you got magazines, you got booze, you got writings. I mean, my
letters.
God. I mean, look, we got the board. We have the board.
No, I know we have the board. I know we have the board. But you know, I hadn't really... These are basically all leftover things.
Right. I mean, this is stuff we haven't even touched. We haven't even touched this stuff. This is
gold.
Well,
That's true. But let's think about it this way. Anything that was left was left because it wasn't time relevant. Or maybe partially time relevant. So we'll definitely get to the ones that are. But I have fresh topics.
Let's do it. God, I'm so stoked about this book, man. Look at those notes. You got the date and everything.
See, now I should be going through and marking what of these are time relevant and which ones can wait. But no, I won't do that.
I like how Chicken Cutlet was it? Is not
Chicken
Cutlet number two or is it number
well,
one?
Well, the intro was Juggalos and Hoes.
Oh, Juggalos and Hoes.
That was just a little note to myself, so I would remember to say good evening, Juggalos and Hoes.
Gotcha.
And Chicken Cutlet, check it off. It's checked off. Another issue. Let's see. That's what happened this week. People's Choice Awards.
People's Choice Awards.
Dude, Chris was watching it, and we're on the phone, and he's like, "Turn on People's Choice Awards."
What?
Well, because here's why.
All right. Let's...
Because it's absurd. Because
okay.
the whole writer's strike thing.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
So instead of having it before a big audience and everything, they just had Queen Latifah. There was no one else there.
Okay. What do you mean?
No one else came to present or anything. It was Queen Latifah beginning to end. And she's got these video monitors all around her, and she's sort of in a black gown, and she's walking from video monitor
really?
To video monitor. Because everything was on location.
Taped interviews.
Reese Witherspoon was accepting her award on the set of the film that she's currently working on.
So nobody was showing up. Nobody was walking out from the audience on stage wearing a suit, accepting the award and giving praise to God, right?
Deej says the people chose not to watch it.
But the reason why it was televised or produced at all is because they feel that it's the people's choice, and so they shouldn't not do the awards because, you know, they wouldn't be famous if it wasn't for their fans. And
whatever, man. God. By chance, during that show, did somebody come running out in, a painted-up face with a M16 and just start blasting everything you saw?
No, because there was no one there.
See, you know, when you're a kid, in the 50s, and you didn't get the home run, and you're kicking the sand, you're like...
Yes.
Nobody got dead. Nobody died. Sucks.
Died.
I'm bummed. Fuck all that shit, man. People's Choice Awards, man. Fuck all that. Nobody cares. Oh, I'm wrong. You know what? That's wrong. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I could care less. I wish they'd all just fucking blow up in a fucking Hindenburg explosion.
Oh, well, you know, that's kind of violent, but...
You know what I always liked about the Hindenburg? Is when the guy just screams out, oh, the humanity!
The humanity.
Like, where'd you get that from? Where does that come from?
Well,
you just see this massive explosion in the air and humanity... What are you talking about?
Well, you know...
The old days.
That was his... Yeah, those were the old days. It was the oldie times.
Did you watch the whole People's Choice Awards? Did you watch
everything? No.
Just to see the stupidity?
Yeah, just little bits and pieces. And then it's actually been a new subject, the fact that they did this bizarre thing.
What do you think about...
It was bizarre. It was really weird, yeah.
Didn't Conan O'Brien and Letterman... I mean, they all came back, right?
They all came back. Letterman's the only one who's got writers because he negotiated a special deal. His production company negotiated a special deal with the writers.
But wasn't like Leno and...
Now, let me tell you something. His show is the worst.
Letterman?
Letterman's.
Really?
His show is so not funny right now and so... Like,
I see like steam anger just coming off of you.
Well, no, I'm not angry. It's just, it's perplexing to me.
He shaved on the air. That was one of the bits.
He shaved on the air. He had grown a beard, and a chick came out and buzzed him with a clipper first and cut his lip open that he was bleeding all over the place.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
And he went, ow! Like, when she did it, and then he was actually, like, bleeding, like, flowing.
That's all right. You know, that's right.
And then the barber came and used the straight razor to
Oh, yeah, he used the old-fashioned slide-out? Oh, all right.
And, so that's... But that was the bit. And then the next night, they're showing clips of it again. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Enough already. I mean, granted, it was a bit. They were like, they were saying, you know, 9 out of 10 people demand that Dave grows the beard back. You know, like,
really?
Like doing that voiceover.
They're just saying that Jay Leno went on Jimmy Kimmel's show and Jimmy Kimmel went on Jay Leno's show.
Yes.
What is that?
That is horrible.
That's just proving the point that, listen, with no writers, we can't do shit.
So we
can't do anything.
Right. I watched like the first 10 minutes of the Conan O'Brien comeback when he first came back on the air the night they all came back, and he was so like I had watched bits of all the others and was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I've been watching Letterman since then and just disgusted by it. And then Conan's was like, I was trying to go to bed, but I'm like, let me just watch a little bit of it. I couldn't stop laughing. Like,
oh,
I was,
really?
Like,
no, because I like Conan.
Belly
yeah, Conan, yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
And, but, like, he obviously is so talented and was able to pull that together.
Let me tell you what Daily Show and Colbert Report are doing.
Oh, no.
They're hiring interns to do writing. So, and just to tell you how desperate they are,
yeah.
Our very own Danny LaBelle of the Comical Radio Show, Fridays from 1 to 3:30, is an intern for the Colbert
Report. Oh, nice. Hey, all right, man. Look at that. We're seeping in everywhere, baby. Nice.
Anyway, he's just telling me how crabby it is.
Oh, yeah.
He can't actually write anything because then that would consider him being a writer.
So what, he's got dictated into a recording
or something? Basically, they run bits by Danny and the other guys.
Okay.
And they have to say, oh, yeah, that's good, try this kind of thing.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not knocking him or any of those guys that they're saying, listen, help us out, sit down. I mean, those guys are trying to do what they got to do. But I remember I saw Leno on the picket line giving people donuts and stuff, and now you're going back.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck, man? You know, that's supposed to be your people, you know? Back up the people you're supposed to be, you know, defending or whatever. Oh, yeah, you know, he even said, he's like, oh, you know, we're not funny without these guys. And now you're back on the air, man. Show some fucking integrity. Whatever, man, you know? I mean, you got people trying to, you know, put food in the kids' mouths, and what happens? You got these cocksuckers going out there. Like, but I got no beef with Conan. I mean, funny-wise. I just don't think any of them should be on.
I hear you. But, I mean, at the same time, I don't know.
And Colbert is like doing, like, he's like, he says a joke and then, like, he promotes his book again. He goes, all right, I guess that bought me some time.
Right. See, the thing is, it's going to be miserable television.
That's about 2 minutes.
But wouldn't it have a greater effect if they refused to come back on? Like, isn't there more of a chance that the strike is going to end sooner if everybody cooperates?
I don't know. Mr. Deej just said the hosts were forced to go back or the rest of their crew would have been fired.
Right.
I mean, if that's. That's all right. Then if you're gonna go back because you don't want your people getting fired, fine. But I didn't even know that was out there. I just thought that because you know the station was coming around saying, "Listen, we're losing fucking money. You guys gotta get back out there. You do whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
Just get on camera. We don't give a shit if you shave your beard or fucking wipe your ass. Just get out there. Cocksuckers, man. Scabs.
Wasn't that Letterman thing? Wasn't it like his solidarity beard or something?
Was it?
Wasn't that what it was supposed to be?
Conan had one, too. I don't know.
He still has one.
Because the thing is, I never watch anything in its entirety. I'm so busy flipping from thing to thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, come on.
Gathering information.
You're an upbeat woman, you know.
Farming the television waves.
I says, where's Reagan when you need him?
Yeah, he just fired everybody, man.
Hey,
Reagan?
I'd like to welcome back Tri-States. Hasn't been with us
welcome
a while.
Welcome back to the show, Tri-States.
Last time he was a listener, we were in the old chat room, so that tells you how long.
What do you mean with the one mic?
No, the old chat room. What was it?
User plane,
right? Yeah.
Anyway, but the show's done.
Yeah, it always helps to mention what's going on in the chat room.
No, I'm just shouting out.
No, it's okay.
No, you know, you somebody makes a comment, you throw it out there, you move on.
Oh, so much in the news. Really?
You sure you're alright? You seem like you're in a bad mood, man. You seem like you're just pissed. I don't know why. I'm getting this vibe.
I'm a little tight in the shoulder area, but you know what? I think it's just PMS.
I knew it. Oh, man, if only I could use my powers for good.
You know, it was making me a little nauseous before.
Nauseous?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens?
You know, it's getting worse and worse every year.
No.
I'm a mess, man. But yeah, I have such a remarkable physical reaction to it.
So what's
my hormonal changes?
What's the sexy reaction?
I'm like insanely
horny,
out of my mind.
Let's hear it for the blood.
And you know, incidentally, I know you like to keep tabs on my bra size.
I do. Why not?
Well, I had to go shopping, Rody, and I'll have you know. I had to go take myself over to the Bally Bra store.
The what?
Bally.
Bally? Oh, Bally. Oh, okay.
Bally / Playtex outlet I went to.
Okay, and what was the need for that?
And because none of my bras fit.
And why is that?
Because I'm busting out.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
So I thought you would be glad to know that I tried on several different styles of size 34D, and all of them fit very well, nice. But not all of them were perfectly comfortable. So
okay.
I've selected one style, and I got two colors. And
what colors?
Well, I got white and pink.
Matching bottoms?
Wearing white bottoms now, so I guess. Mm-hmm. But, 34D. It's official.
God, I love women. I love them, the way they smell, everything.
So, I knew you'd appreciate knowing that.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Now you know there's a God.
This guy Andrew Morton's coming out.
Hang on. Wait. Now how did it go? Before it went to the 30 to the D.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? It was a regression a little bit. It went to a C, a busting out C.
Well, no. I mean, the thinner I am, obviously, the smaller my breasts get.
That's God damn it. That's what I'm saying. Don't do any fucking weight loss or any of that kind of shit. Don't do any of that. You're depriving people. What's wrong with you, baby?
I just want to tone up a little bit.
Fuck that shit. What are you talking about, tone up?
I just want everything to fit into my pants.
Oh, it's fitting.
A little better.
Oh, it's fitting. Don't worry about that. That's fine.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thanks. That's what I'm here for.
You're the best.
That's what I'm here for. Spread the love.
This guy Andrew Morton is coming out or came out with an unauthorized biography of Tom Cruise.
Unauthorized. Okay.
And you know, he claims in the book that but this guy Andrew Morton he's gotten notoriety because he wrote a bio of Princess Di, and it was like huge selling and
while she was still alive.
I think so.
Oh, all right. Well.
Anyway, so he's actually got like some notoriety for being a writer.
Right.
And so he did this unauthorized bio, and he says in it that Suri is not Tom's baby.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's the thing, right? Because he claims that...
Wait, who's Suri?
Suri Cruz,
the
Holmes
kid.
Baby.
Okay, right. Sorry about that. All right.
Yeah, he claims that, first of all, Tom is second in command in the Church of Scientology.
Second in command?
Second in command.
Oh, man.
And that he actually got some of L. Ron Hubbard's frozen sperm, and that's...
Get out of here.
Father.
Nah, come on. That's going a little crazy now, you know? I mean...
Well, can I tell you, I wouldn't have expected that, but I was so certain when the first pictures of that baby came out, I was like, that's not a real baby. And I think that it's a much likelier possibility that she's a clone of Katie Holmes.
Ooh, the first clone? That's how it begins. That's how it starts.
And I have to say that my friend who does the Lesbian Mafia podcast, the girl Sandy, did she call into our show or she was just in the chat room?
Lesbian
Remember
podcast.
Sassy Shorts? There was like a chick in the in the chat room way back when.
Oh
that my lesbian friend Sandy. Rodian's making horrified faces.
I mean, I got such a fucked up memory, man. I hate it sometimes.
That you've forgotten that there was a lesbian girl in the chat room?
Yeah.
She has a podcast called The Lesbian Mafia, and she's doing these one-minute broadcasts now, which I think is a really great idea. She just posts them on her MySpace. And she was kind of ranting about how upset she is about the whole Tom Cruise baby thing, and that she thinks that she also thinks that Suri is a clone of Katie. And I really... when the baby was first born and the pictures first came out, was like, that's a fucking clone.
So you think these people are that extreme that they'll go ahead and just break all forms of genetic science
first
and
of all,
clone
he's
the...
He's way up there, okay, in the chain of command.
Second in command. That's
Scientology.
Up there. That's like, you know, being first officer on the Enterprise.
I'm telling you, man.
Do they know who's number one? Like, who's the captain? Is it L. Ron Hubbard?
Yeah, well... Honestly, it didn't even occur to me to think about it.
I mean, who's number one? I mean, if Tom Cruise, I mean, the guy owns his own studio now, right? I mean, he owns Paramount or something now?
He's huge.
Tom Cruise. Fucking Maverick.
All right, yeah.
So now he's cloning. Oh, that's awesome, man. Would you want
to
clone
I suspect,
Katie
but
Holmes?
I had to give props to my friend because, you know, I wouldn't want her to think that I was just ripping her off. But would I clone Katie Holmes?
Do you think she's that hot that you'd want to clone her?
No. I mean, actually, she looks the best now that she's ever looked, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think she looks fucking amazing.
He's like, what, 50 and she's like 20?
There's a big age difference. Yeah. She's older than 20, but there's a big age difference. No, she was in Dawson's Creek.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, little Dawson's Creek.
She's... been
nice. That's a score for him, though, right?
For a while.
That's a score. Nice.
Well, age-wise.
Yeah.
Age-wise, I think so, definitely.
Nice. So she's a clone. All right. Now it starts.
Well,
genetic
she may
engineering,
not be, but
boys.
I mean, that's. I would think that there's a greater chance. There's a greater chance that the baby's cloned than that the father is L. Ron Hubbard.
All right.
I don't rule it out altogether.
Right,
I don't rule it out altogether.
I was waiting for that. I'm waiting for like, all right, just
no,
in case.
I'll,
just
I'll
in
tell
case.
You what, I think it's possible. But, yeah, that's my take. I'm wondering what you guys think about taking a break.
That's cool with me.
You all right with that, Chris?
I think I need to get another hard cider.
Yeah, I'm going to run down to the car and get some more stuff and maybe snosh a little bit. All right, we'll be right back.
Do you love listening to internet radio, but hate missing your favorite live shows when you can't be at your computer? Well, now there's a way to take your internet radio with you. Taurian Wireless has introduced the Infusion, a portable, compact internet radio that plays any station that streams on the World Wide Web. The Infusion is about the size of a business card. It has an MP3 player, storage, a recording feature, an FM radio receiver, and even comes with stereo headphones. You can choose from thousands of stations, so the Infusion is ideal for travelers who want to stay in touch with local news, sports, music, and comedy. Don't go another day without one. Go to www.taurianwireless.com and order your Infusion today.
How do you make a top 10 podcast? Easy. Just lower your standards.
The level of douchebaggery is awfully high.
Chicks dig dudes that ride unicycles.
I was just going to say I would totally get the chicks on the unicycle.
Very sexy.
It's like fucking idiots.
Are you serious? What's going to happen?
So yeah, sit back, get yourself a beer, and we're going to drink some beer, talk some shit, and you're going to listen, and you're going to then call in and email.
Oh my God, that's fucking amazing.
You want to know what happened on my fucking 16th birthday party?
What?
My stepdad punched me in the fucking ear.
You probably fucking deserved it.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, this is like a podcast gangbang.
This was the worst night of my life, I swear to God.
I'm sorry.
This shit rubbing from my junk.
That dude was pissed.
Either somebody piss off at somebody or some chick or something for somebody for something.
Don't masturbate with two-stroke engine oil.
Shitbags with their fucking infrared kids.
The Mediocre Show with Taylor and Eric.
I'm trying to be a little more respectable, you know. No, I'm fucking not.
Finally, a podcast that's just as mediocre as you are.
Thank God I spent $40,000 on school for recording. Now I'm podcasting.
What?
I know my mom's proud.
Send email to toilet@mediocreshow.com or call the 24-hour message line at 206-666-5900.
And share your intimate secrets.
To listen, download, or subscribe, go to www.mediocreshow.com. We'll make you famous.
Hey, this is Jeff Olson from Trouble, and you're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. Did I say that right? That's a lot of words.
A lot of words.
I fucking knew it! He's a drummer, dude! He went to college for like 2 months and started playing again!
When the guys at Cringe Humor Radio approached the Hooter and Greenway Show and asked us to make a promo, we decided that there's nothing that really says the Hooter and Greenway Show like our sensitive interviewing style. So take a step into our sensitive side here at the Hooter and Greenway Show.
You walk in your place of residence, and there's a black guy sitting there, and you're like, whatever, I'm going to bed, right?
Pretty much.
Really? There's a black guy sitting in your house, and you're just going to bed? You don't think...
God, are you trusting?
I didn't know what was going on.
You wake up, what's the next thing going on when you wake up?
I would rather not think about that, thank you.
Well, we've gotten this deep. Now you're going to stop?
Dude, it's a rape, come on.
Yeah, I am. Unless you want to see me cry,
No, we really don't want to see that.
It all depends. Giggity, giggity.
No.
All right, then we won't go no further.
Yeah, we won't go no further.
Really, a Quagmire reference?
I'm not the moral authority on shit here.
You know what?
That's even too far for me.
So make sure that you get your sensitivity fixed. Only on... Live every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Only on...
CringeHumorRadio.com.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
In my contract, I was supposed to have a bowl of Cheerios before this, before each and every show.
Hey, they help with cholesterol.
Warning.
Even the dog wants some. There you go, sweetheart. Now get the fuck out of here.
I tell you, I feel great.
Sweet. Sweet. That's what you call sensual.
Look at that dust of Cheerio goodness that just came out of the bag. Oh, that'll set in there. That's sweetness.
That's sensual.
Some booze.
And you wash it down with some booze. Some booze.
Back to the Chaos Radio Show with Heidi and Rodian and our lovely producer, Chris.
Who doesn't say anything. Only when you need something to say.
Well, you know. In fact, to address that subject, there's a new show on Cringe Humor Radio, Damn Crackers Radio. Damn Crackers Live.
Okay.
They were on last night for the first time, and they had a really funny show. Well put together. They had some produced bits.
Very cool.
And they had me call in.
Oh,
I was in the chat room.
Nice.
They were amused by me. They asked me to call in.
And what were you talking about?
I promoted the show.
Good stuff.
They also were talking about a couple of things, but I said something about third mic to the guy Derek from the Damn Crackers radio show.
Okay.
And he laughed. I guess that's not, like, common parlance. He said third mic makes him think of, like, when you're in high school band and you're third chair, like, that means you suck. I'm like, well, that's basically it, because I mentioned something about doing third mic for Lunatic Radio.
Okay.
And how Chris was third mic on our
show. On our show.
That's not what I do here.
Yeah, it is.
No,
I said you're the producer and also third mic.
You're third mic. That's it.
You just turned
just
your
accept
mic
it.
On.
Just
that's
accept
mic
it.
Number
yeah,
three.
That's mic number three.
So come on, Chris. Don't be difficult.
Yeah. The world is harsh, man. Just accept it.
So anyway, third mic, yeah.
The world is harsh. Just accept it.
But I tell you what, everybody should listen to Damn Crackers radio show 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
Good stuff,
on temporary
Thursday
on
nights.
Though.
Oh, temporary what? On Thursdays?
You got to find a slot or...
They've got stuff. A guy. They've got a guy on their show called Professor, because he's
oh, yeah.
like the.
He's the. He's
smart
like.
Guy.
He is. See, that's.
He's really a professor.
Oh, he is.
Really a professor.
I see. You
I like
that.
Him. I
yeah,
like him.
That's good.
He sounds good too.
See, you need that. I like that. That's good.
Yeah. I know.
Good stuff.
I'm fond of that. Yeah, they got a good crew. So
a
they
lot
were
of
also
shows.
They had this awesome website up about it's a guy posted advice on how to make love to dolphins.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
Yeah, you know how dolphins really like the company of human beings.
Sure.
And
sure.
You can pretty easily come on to them, and mm-hmm. they'll let you know if they're into it or not. And he teaches you how to like go about doing it.
So he teaches you the signals.
What to do, what not to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that was awesome. And I'm like, you guys, this fucking website is radio gold. And they're like, we know, you know.
Yes,
so,
yes.
I decided rather than bringing up the website myself, I would say how funny they were talking
good
about
stuff.
It.
Good stuff.
And also, I thought it was funny because I had had this chicken cutlet thing planned out since almost midweek, I guess.
Nice.
And then last night they were talking about different sexual terms from the Urban Dictionary.
Ah, okay.
And they had this one, clit bomb.
What is a bloody tampon?
Good guess.
Nice.
No, it's not.
Oh.
But that's a really good guess. See, I wasn't coming up with anything good. You know what I mean? Like,
you just, man, you just
clip bomb.
That was my. I was right up here, and you just shot me down.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I'm gonna bring you right back up though,
okay.
Because a clip
right.
bomb is punching a bitch in the clit really hard.
That's
aren't
good.
You in a good mood?
Yeah. That's great. That's good.
A clit bomb. I said, I bet I could get one of those this weekend. And that's then after good. That, they had me call it.
Ah, nice.
But, no, that's
can
a clit bomb.
Can I?
But I thought it was funny they had a similar,
that's funny,
you know,
man. That's good.
A bit going.
Can I some?
Of course, anything.
It's a little personal.
Well, you know me.
Have you ever had something similar to a clit bomb?
Been punched in the clit?
Not punched or
not with a fist, certainly not intentionally.
What, with a wiffle ball bat?
I'm sure I've taken some kind of hard impact
okay.
to the
all right.
cunt. Something. Well, I mean, I rode horses for a long time. I was
sweet.
I was an avid bike rider
mm-hmm.
for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So
banana seats?
I had banana seats. I have a bike now that has a banana seat. I have two bikes. I've got kind of like a custom low ride with, you know, butterfly handlebars
mm-hmm.
and streamers.
And that's your baby?
I love that bike.
Okay.
That's Bubba.
That's Bubba.
And then
Bubba Max.
And then I've got like a street cruiser that I just got not long ago.
The one that's
got
the
white wall tires.
Ah, okay, I was just about to ask you.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I used to have a BMX Mongoose, California GTO.
Mongoose, yeah.
And it got stolen from me.
Of course it got stolen.
Oh, fuck is, man. I still remember to this day.
That's what happens to bikes. They
it's
get
true.
Stolen.
And it wasn't even mine, it was my brother's.
Mm.
So on top of getting it stolen, I took the beating from my brother.
But you loved it like it was your own,
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, missed mm-hmm. the days.
I know how it is.
Good stuff.
I know how it is. So Seinfeld's wife is getting sued by this chick who wrote a cookbook. I'm hoping Chris gets involved in this conversation.
I don't think he is. He's got his headphones. See, the thing is, when he's in his zone, you know, he doesn't really listen to what he doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. He's just sitting there, you know, just, he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care at all.
What do you want from me?
I was just talking about Seinfeld's wife
yeah.
coming out with a cookbook. And this chick who, this other chick is suing her for ripping off her recipes.
Unbelievable.
And
do we know what the recipe are? Are they that gold that you're gonna hand and just rip them off?
And
you know?
and I guess Seinfeld in an interview somewhere sort of, you know, dismissed this woman as a crazy and
uh-huh.
you know I think he compared her to Lee Harvey Oswald or something like that.
Who's that?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
The guy who shot you know what's his name?
JFK. The last presidential assassination that happened in this country.
Dismissing?
The chick who's suing them, he's saying she's insane. Like, she won't.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Why?
Because.
What if she did? What if this bitch did steal all the recipes?
Yeah, but the whole thing is
what
ridiculous.
What if she read some new recipe for matzo ball or something?
I'm saying, what the fuck does she need to write a cookbook for?
Because she's got to be out there like, oh yeah.
For
oh yeah, my man's got money
can't
on this.
Can't you
side,
be happy?
But I'm independent. I'm a modern woman.
Write a fucking blog and give your recipes out for free. What do you need to make money off of people by writing a cookbook?
Because.
If you had any fucking, you know, if you were doing it for any reason, you have all this fucking money, you don't
right.
need to write a cookbook for money.
Right. Okay? Your man's got the American Express
right.
black card, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. What you should be doing, if you're going to write a fucking cookbook, all the money goes to charity right. or the book is free. All right?
Okay. I hear you.
Otherwise, you're just a stupid cunt
right,
that has to
right,
have an
exactly.
identity, and you're not happy enough
but,
being Mrs. Seinfeld.
And I was saying that he probably, one night at dinner, was like, honey, you're cooking so good. You should write a cookbook.
Your cooking
no,
is
really,
great.
I love, honey, what do you think of the dinner tonight, huh?
Ugh.
I came up with this recipe on my own. This is my recipe. Wow.
You
it's great.
Write a cookbook.
It's amazing.
I like it.
It's amazing how the breadcrumbs stay on the chicken. It's incredible!
And she went, really? You really think so? And came out with a cookbook.
Yeah, that her friend probably wrote.
But do you think, I don't get the impression from Seinfeld. I mean, I love the show and stuff, but I don't see him, like, sitting at the table and, like, she's asking the question. The wife is like, oh, what are you?
He's just humoring her.
You think? Yeah, I don't see him. I don't picture him in his head going, oh, all right, let me say what I got
to
say.
Everything to him is humor. It's like a bit, you know?
So I like don't
that,
see it.
He's looking at that like, you know. Like,
you think if, when he needs to, he puts that girl in a place?
I'm sure he doesn't put her in a place. I'm sure he says some type of snide remark that just puts her down to, you know, back and brings her back down to
yeah?
Earth. Yeah. He doesn't argue. I think what he does is just come up with some type of way to just completely demean you with some type of remark.
Well, all right. Well, as long as you're psychologically damaging the person, then all right. In some way, shape, or form, then all right. I get that. That's cool.
Because I can see that.
Sure. Go ahead. Make a cookbook. It's not like you cook here. You don't cook nothing here. We got Rosita. You don't like that? You don't think it's good?
What?
No. What's the deal with cookbooks? No. Doesn't work.
But he should have just fucking had the foresight to say, you know what? This is a bad idea. Let's not do this. Here's another million just to shut you up.
Yeah,
here's
right,
a voice in B movie, all right? Just be happy, all right?
Oh, she wouldn't get that. Not even like crowd noise.
Ooh, that's bad. Not even the crowd noise? Not even having your own voice like stifle with hundreds of other people? That's pretty bad. That's not good.
So far, none of the things you've talked about are on the chalkboard.
Mm, I don't know. Mm. But she's the host. I mean, you know.
Chalkboard is still full.
All right, let's take a look at the chalkboard.
Was that say square to spare?
Let's go to the chalkboard.
Let's go to the video chat.
And, you know, what could be more convenient, but it's relevant. First topic.
Let's do
first
this.
First topic listed is, it's what does it say there?
Square.
Square to spare.
I'm guessing that's a maxi pad?
No, that's a Seinfeld reference.
Oh, right.
Because
can't spare a square.
I stink so bad at Seinfeld references. Like,
okay.
I've seen a lot of the episodes. I was never, like, the biggest Seinfeld
fan.
I've watched it for amusement purposes. It's not like I hate it.
But if it's on, if there's something else you like, you'll change the channel.
Oh, yeah. But I like Seinfeld.
Okay.
So, but I stink, even the ones I've seen, like, there's a few that stand out in your mind, like, you know, saying, you are so good looking when people sneeze, right? That's like a standout. There's a few that I remember that stick with me, but it's not like I'm a walking fucking,
she doesn't watch Seinfeld at all.
I did!
She's probably watched 30.
Here we go. Here it starts.
She's probably watched, like, 25 to 30% of the shows.
They are good shows. I mean, there's some funny stuff.
Is that kind of accurate?
I don't know any black people
that
watch
Seinfeld.
Is that,
accurate at all?
Is what?
Like 25%. 25 to 30% of the shows?
That what?
You watched.
Of the Seinfeld episodes?
Yeah, of everything. Yeah, every season. Of all the episodes put together.
No, I'm sure it's more than that. No, I'm sure it's more than that.
Because every time I say something, you have no idea what I'm talking
about. No, but this is the point I'm saying.
Channel 11.
Even the ones that I've seen, I don't, like, they don't stay with me. It's not like,
because you're abroad.
No,
she's abroad.
There's dames out there that get it.
They don't get it.
It's not that I don't get it, ass. Do we have to go here,
really?
It's the truth. You don't get the show.
Yeah.
I get the show.
No, you don't.
I get the show.
And you would watch it.
I watch the show when it's on. Stop being stupid. No. I've told you, when I lived in New Mexico and I would watch Seinfeld, and I would watch it purposely every week because it made me feel closer to like the New York feeling. I felt like you had to be from New York to understand some of what they were talking about.
You know, it was taped in California.
You don't have to be from New York to understand everything.
I'm not saying
that. That's such a misinterpretation of the show.
Not to understand what they're talking about, but certain aspects of it are...
No, listen, you know what? It's kind of...
Like what?
No, they say no one's ever beaten the Van Wyck. You can't know about that unless
in
New York. But I mean, it's one. I'm sure there's other ones.
They clearly express it as a very busy expressway.
But,
on the way to the
airport. That's for the people that don't know about the Van Wyck.
You've never lived anywhere other than New York. So what the fuck kind of perspective do you have?
You don't have
that perspective. You don't understand how other people didn't get some of the stuff on Seinfeld because you weren't immersed in a fucking community of people who didn't get parts of Seinfeld.
Just because I didn't live in fucking Dustville.
Shut up, stupid.
New Mexico.
Shut up, stupid.
What it's like in other places. You know, I've been to Chicago, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Those places are civilized.
And I'm have like, you hung fucking... out and watched Seinfeld with them?
Yeah, I actually have.
Bullshit.
Actually, you want to know what? I watched fucking Seinfeld.
With who?
With fucking two photographers and their photos and his photo assistant. Robert Seabury, Brooklyn Rosenstock. They fucking quote. They
call,
quote.
And they call,
and they
call,
quote.
Call them up right now and prove it.
And they've never been to New York and they've never spent time in New York.
Not like that. Not to where they would know the expressways.
So it must be the uncivilized people that in I New lived Mexico. Amongst.
The free people of the enchanted land.
Where the leprechauns.
Where they fucking don't
around.
Shave their armpits and run around
that's
naked.
Right.
On
that's, right. That's right. That's right. It's a totally different mindset. That's right.
I wouldn't want to know those people and I could care less. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I know I wasn't experienced, and I didn't fucking get to meet a fag husband at the fucking gay rainbow restaurant that you
I'm
worked
just,
at. Right?
I'm just not cool.
I was in a good mood.
No,
you weren't.
I was.
I felt vibrations of hatred.
Listen, you wanted to go here. You wanted to go here, not me. You wanted to go here. You wanted me to bring me. You want to bring me into the conversation. Well, here it is. Here it is.
How are you?
This is me. You got a fucking problem?
So last Saturday in Persephone,
look,
we went
just,
to the.
She just brushes it
she's
off.
She's the host. She can do what she
we
wants.
We went to the comedy shop show at the Persephone Holiday Inn.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah. Who was performing for those?
Josh Gogan. Josh Gogan. Good as we stuff. Had him call into the show last week, Josh was great, and he's really got like stage presence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's good.
Yeah. So Josh and Kenny Michaels was the host, and then Josh
opened up for Patrice.
And then Dante Nero.
Okay.
And then Patrice.
Oh, okay.
And Dante was awesome also. He was great. And Patrice, you know.
Yeah, but I was hearing some things.
What'd you hear?
I was hearing some things.
What'd you hear?
Hearing you getting a little mad. Some of the things that was said. Some of the things.
Oh, yeah. I told him about what happened.
Yeah. I don't know.
She got all pissy that I was laughing at what Patrice had to say. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. What are you fucking...
There's no way that this can be related on the radio show with it coming out right. There's no way. So I would...
Wait, all right. Well, how's that?
No.
Well, you can tell exactly what happened.
I don't want to.
Can I just... This is what I'm understanding. And he didn't even... not even that.
Tony B says she was mad that I got drunk and tried to walk into the kitchen. You're right. That's what was pissing me off, how drunk
Tony
was.
Listen, this guy, Tony.
He got up to go to the bathroom. he went to walk in the kitchen. We were like, Tony, no.
Don't go in there.
And then so as him and his ex are leaving, Patrice just rips the
shit.
That's just ammo. You can't do that.
But, Tony B was out of his mind, drunk. Yeah. But so I went to the bathroom with his wife.
Okay.
And she's in the stall next to me. And I look at the fucking double-ass industrial-sized roll of toilet paper in the big plastic container. And there's zero toilet paper in there as I'm in the process of peeing.
Okay.
So I'm like, ugh! I'm like, and of course I picked the stall with no toilet paper. and his wife says, I don't have a square to spare. And I'm like, what? No, you're kidding. And she's like, Heidi, come on. It's a Seinfeld reference.
Seinfeld.
And I'm like, oh, right, I knew that. I knew that. I saw that episode. This is my point, though.
Okay.
I don't, like, I remember it now that it's been... It's a Seinfeld reference.
Right.
Oh, right. I saw that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny, and I laughed at it when it happened, but I don't walk around with, like, a fucking reference guide of Seinfeld quotes in my head.
I get you. Look, it's just, you're not, with Seinfeld, you're not that crazy about it, you know? There's other people that are, and you're just not crazy about it. That's all it is. Can I ask you something really quick? Was there somebody in the bathroom that you had a tip? Did somebody give you a towel? Did you tip?
No.
No?
No. It's a Holiday Inn.
Oh, all right. All right. I don't know if you remember that.
That very rarely happens. Look, and I've since made up for it at Caroline.
Because that's... See, I didn't think you'd remember.
I remember.
All right, just, you know. There was
but that was something that had to do with me.
I know, but I just remember you said you weren't going to tip. You were like, you know... She didn't put soap in my hand. There was a time where we had a there was a cringe show with Caroline's.
Those people don't get paid anything.
There was a cringe show. For those who don't remember, there was a cringe show in Caroline's a long time ago, last year. And you know, it was a great show.
It had nothing to do with being a Jew. I didn't have any cash on.
We had to go. You know, of course, in Caroline's they have people in the bathrooms where you know they hang out and they give you the paper towel or whatever. They give you the mints or whatever. You know, you tip them a dollar or whatever. You know, I mean, you're working in a fucking bathroom.
She doesn't believe that. Listen, she doesn't believe in that.
Shut your mouth. If I had a dollar, I felt awful that the smallest thing I had was like a 10, and I'm not gonna give the fucking bathroom attendant a 10.
But just think how happy.
For handing me a paper towel. A paper towel.
I still remember when you were like, you know what? Whoever it was didn't put soap in my hand. And I get that. Okay, yeah. You know, but I wouldn't want somebody putting soap in my hand. But I'm just glad to know that, all right, you went to this place. If somebody was there,
she didn't give me the squirt. She just gave me a paper towel.
I get you. All right, all right.
Well, I've had much better.
People want to know about what happened.
No. You know what?
I was trying to get away from it.
It's like we really
I apologize for bringing it up.
Sometimes I don't really like him very much.
Here's what I saw from my perspective.
If whoever's not familiar with, I mean, if you're not familiar with Patrice O'Neill's comedy, he's, you know, he talks about you know things that happen in relationships between you know. Men and women, and
he starts the show saying he's a misogynist.
And he also states that there's a silent revolution going on, and men are fighting back. And I believe in that cause.
Look, and the thing
and I will is, be fighting back, Patrice.
There's the trade-off, man. You know what it is? Because look at that pussy.
Point is, he started saying some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And that really was funny to me, alright? And I cracked up uncontrollably. Why? Because there's a comic on stage, and it's funny. What he's saying
is
funny.
It was funny. So I gave the man a standing ovation.
So she keep throwing me looks, right?
Right.
Because I just don't like him.
What the fuck is your problem?
That's different.
Right? My problem is I just don't like you.
Shut up. Yeah. At one point, she even takes out a piece of paper and a pen, and she starts writing out notes. She wrote notes.
Wow!
She gave me a demerit.
she was a hall monitor.
Yeah.
She was a hall monitor.
Yeah,
oh man!
Heidi,
you have your bathroom pass.
Takes all kinds of shit. She takes all kinds of shit. She's got the best sense of humor of any girl I've ever met.
It's true. It's true. Always
got great stuff, right?
Absolutely. Definitely. And here she was. Definitely the soldier.
Here she was at a comedy show. Wow. With a comedian's on stage making jokes, and I'm laughing. She's looking at me like with a fucking face, like
I
hate your guts. I hate you. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Can
man?
I ask you what?
Can I
ask
laugh
you?
At a fucking fat black guy making jokes about women?
Can I ask you what was in the notes?
I don't even remember. I don't even remember now. I was in a trance. They're not in my purse.
At least tell me you were drunk.
I was drunk, yeah.
All right, then that explains it.
Yeah, but that's the same excuse like when a chick wants to make out with another chick and they blame it on the booze. You know you want to do it. You want to write the notes down. You just want to blame it on the booze.
Can I tell you?
Go ahead, baby.
You know that in general, I think women are fucking half retards, right?
Yeah, That's why we all love you. I'm not a big fan of chicks.
And there are a good portion of them out there who deserve to be, you know, a little bit beat down and you know, just what they are.
That's why we love you.
Not that there aren't men who are fucking retards, too.
Listen, of course.
But, you know, whatever.
My explanation to her was...
The lifetime mentality is a problem.
Yeah,
for me.
Right.
So I'm not there, you
know? So my explanation to her was, you think that you're the only person I've ever dated in my life? That of course I identify with what Patrice is saying, because there's... Because
it's true!
Because there's a lot of women that are like that, and I've dated some of them, so I know what he's talking about.
Sure.
And I've been in that position, and I've done the same things he has. And yet, she couldn't realize that that's why I was laughing. She thought I was laughing at her, I think.
What do you think about that?
I think she thought I was laughing at her, like she was that girl that I was laughing about.
Okay.
And that's stupid, because the guy's a comedian, man. And we've been through
that. You know what,
can I tell you what I think was
part of it? He was particularly dismissive to me that night. Like, I saw him walking down the hall, I looked at him, I looked away, I looked back, and I went, Patrice, how you doing? And he gave me the most go fuck yourself look and went to Tony.
Look, listen, look, you know what?
I know, but then he went and he shook Tony B's hand. And, like, they gave each other, like, a back smack.
Because you're a woman.
But you have to understand how it feels to be a woman who doesn't really warrant that kind of treatment and be lumped in with a gender.
I understand that.
Listen,
so you took that out on me?
Yeah.
Who's she going to take it out on?
I didn't take anything out on you anyway. Shut me down so fast. Anyhow,
right.
It's not even worth mentioning. You were like, relax.
I throw the yourself at the end of it. I'm like, relax yourself.
It sucked.
There was shooting. You know, they were shooting the show. Patrice was there and Bobby Kelly and stuff. I was sitting in Patrice O'Neill's car in the city, in his truck, to make sure it didn't get towed.
Yeah.
All right? I'm like, all right, you know, let me help out as best as I can.
And your car got towed.
And my truck got towed. Mm-hmm. My truck got towed. Mm-hmm. So what happens when Patrice is? He's concerned, feeling bad. No, he just laughs.
He laughs at
just
you.
Just laughs at, yeah. Because look, it was funny.
Because everything's a joke to him.
My truck got towed.
Look, I love Patrice. I love Patrice, and I get his humor, and I know where he's coming from, and all of that. He was lumping you with those chicks. And it's not only that; it's just I get sick of this kid sometimes.
Oh yeah, well I agree with that. I mean, come on. Yeah.
That wasn't warranted to get sick of me. I did nothing wrong.
Do you think his laughing at the jokes was too much? Like he was just. It was, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't generally
maybe
laughing.
Maybe that's what it was that
it
really
was overacting.
I'm sorry that there's a fucking legendary comedian on stage and I'm laughing at his jokes.
But, you know, what it is that to bring it up now, it's very difficult to talk about it and have it make any sense in retrospect.
It just made a lot of sense.
It did. I got it, yeah. I wasn't there and I got it. I would have liked to have been there, but I couldn't make it.
Because, you know, immediately afterwards it was rectified. It's not like we went on sleeping on opposite sides of the bed.
The fact that it happened at all was bad. That's the way I feel.
The notes thing is, it's a little hard.
I'd really like to see those
notes. I would love to see those notes.
That must be funny.
Tell me what you wrote.
Just an idea. Come on, you know, just
an idea. I wrote that I was miserable to be there, but I wish that I could walk home.
Wow. That's something, boy. That's something, man.
Because I was laughing.
Well, yeah, but you got, you know.
I just wanted to get away. I just didn't. Right. I just couldn't.
Oh, God, take me away.
Exactly.
What was your drink that night
that you smashed?
You
know that?
I was drinking gin and tonics. Hmm.
Yeah, and she said they were weak. Yeah,
they were.
She was drunk.
Well, I had a couple of beers.
These drinks are weak.
I got sick of the watered down drinks, so I got beers.
What were you drinking? Those? Amstels? Or
no, I just got straight up Budweiser. Mm,
mm. How many think you had that night? Do you blame it on the booze a little
bit?
Maybe
three
they
gin and
tripped
tonics.
You up? Or?
I said, yeah, I was a little drunk. Mm.
Right. Didn't mean to bring something up, I just heard, you know?
Well, that was a topic.
Yeah, that was something.
I
didn't
talk
board,
about
so.
That for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
What was on it?
You
it was
did?
Under Heidi's notes.
Oh, that's right. I thought you meant these.
No,
I thought you meant these
notes.
Knees right. Oh, all right, okay.
It was on the board. As soon as I got home.
That
must have
been something, man. Did you see the pen, like, really going?
I've never seen anyone do that.
She
gave me a fucked up look. she whipped out a piece of paper and a pen, and she wrote down notes.
Was it like the reporters? Like, you know?
You know what I did after that, though? I removed myself from the situation. I got up. I moved to a chair that was out of his line of sight.
I got you.
And,
wait, you left the table?
No, I just moved back.
I put this bitch mozzarella sticks.
Hold on a second.
That's like buying a bitch
pizza. At this point, it does
mozzarella sticks and nachos, motherfucker.
I would have bought my own
mozzarella sticks and nachos.
The nachos, you know, the nachos.
And I paid for a drink. This is what I get.
They were like the shittiest quality tortilla chips you can get. And listen. And he was eating it also. And the cup that it came out of, one of those
pizza. She knew I wanted to fuck.
One of those plastic, like the plastic shot glass things.
Like the Jell-O shot plastic ones.
Filled with like nacho cheese, but like straight out the fridge.
so I guess the show was
like
good,
but not even warmed up a little bit. Not even room temperature. Like cold ass nacho cheese in a cup. Unbelievable.
Where was this? Which
It was a comedy shop show, you know, our friends from Conti and Kenny.
Right.
They run a.
Was that the same spot that
they run a comedy club called Comedy Shop?
Right, right, right.
JJComedy.com for more information. And we had booked a show for them.
Okay.
We booked Patrice, Josh Gogan, Dante Nero, and Kenny Michaels is, you know, that's the one of the hosts of Content Kenny, so he was hosting that night.
Cool.
So it went really well. Actually,
so the show was good, but
I actually have some
not
Josh
so great.
Audio. I'll play it during the break.
Very cool. Awesome. Nice. Yeah,
definitely. So the show was good. The food and the booze was shitty.
Mm.
But
as long as the show was good.
The show was good. You know, it was fine. It was really good, actually.
I would love to see those notes. I'm only saying.
There's no finding them. I destroyed them. I destroyed them.
I
destroyed
them.
How'd you destroy them?
Ripped it up and threw it in the garbage.
In the garbage?
Mm-hmm.
These are notes I've taken on January 5th.
No, you know, I would like to read them because that's when. That's anger right there. You know what I mean? That's fury.
Dude, never in my life. All the girls
I've ever
never
seen it. I've never seen it.
There might have been like a series of I hate yous. Like 10 in a row. I hate you, I hate you.
That's
hate
good.
You, I hate you, I hate you.
I love, that's anger. That's like frustration on paper.
Yeah. You know, I think that's me reverting to like my child, my inner child, because I was very big, like around age 11, 12, I was very big on like writing down how angry I was.
Right. Angry chick, man.
So you resorted to fucking immaturity. Great job.
It wasn't that I resorted to immaturity. I was like, it was like I was breaking it down.
That should never happen. And if it ever happens again, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking take that pen and break it. And take that fucking paper and shove it down your mouth.
Nope.
This? I swear!
This I command. Yes, Serpentor, yes.
She's writing that notes again.
That's not awkward.
No, seriously, man. That was inappropriate. That's all I'm saying.
Look, listen.
Fair. I was just fucking laughing at jokes, man.
Yeah, but there's a laughing and there's that overacting laughing.
No,
I
wasn't overacting. That was my laugh.
Oh, okay, all right. Then that's different then. That's right.
Supporting a friend up there.
So, I'm sorry about it. I didn't think
I gave the man a standing ovation. It's not like I fucking...
How about
fuming.
That? How about
but
that?
But here's the thing. Yeah. I didn't like... It's not like I was fuming in the corner and like waiting out in the car. No, was it?
It wasn't like you were putting your arms across your chest like...
The thing is, I was like, you know what? No, and this is what I'm saying. Like, I removed myself. I didn't go far away. I just moved to the next seat back.
You just moved out of the
space.
I
just gave myself a little space between me and him.
Just,
you know what I'm saying?
I get you.
And that was it. And then the fuse burned out.
Right.
When Patrice finished, I jumped up and hooted and hollered and
gave
him a standing ovation.
Very cool.
And then everything was cool after that. And we got in the car and right away we started talking about it. And there was no... like raised voices or anything. It was just all right, and
it was deaded there.
And I apologized.
Ah, what a good girl!
Come on,
girl.
Come on!
Should never
happen. But we shouldn't have had to have talked about it just now, man, because that's retarded.
No, I didn't mean to bring. I thought it was, you know.
No, you.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
No, you know, Rodian, it's not you bringing it up. The fact it was on the board already.
I get you.
On the board.
I get you.
It was obviously something that needed to be aired.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's a preposterous story. It's ridiculous.
But it doesn't matter because we already dealt with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not
no,
like...
No, I wanted to tell everybody the ridiculousness.
I wanted to rehash it.
Yeah. Because it's just ridiculous. It's really... the whole thing of you taking notes, that just floored me, man. I've never seen it.
I don't air
that
on every ridiculous thing that you do.
Well, it's not that's not enough time. You can't,
listen,
you know.
Listen.
That's right. Thank you.
You writing down notes.
Hey-o.
That's big time right there. That's no like that's a story.
It said, "How about you go fuck yourself?"
Here we go. Lines.
Hey, you know,
we'll saying that tonight.
Yeah, sure, you know, it's Hayes, you know, she's getting out.
Right, exactly. So, what do you want to do now? You want to stick to the board, or do you want me to get, now that I'm revved up a little bit, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. I
was
mean,
maybe we go to a break.
Oh, let's go to a break.
That's what you want to do, I don't know.
I don't give a fuck.
If you're revved up, I mean, let's do it. I mean, there was some anger coming out of you. Besides the horniness, which we all
no,
love.
I was really fine.
I don't know. I felt some anger.
I think you want there to be anger.
Just release it. Release your anger.
You know, OJ's back in custody.
Is he?
That's not on the board.
Well, we didn't
stick to the board, goddammit!
The short. You know, I don't really have a lot to say about it. I just figured I'd use it as
and a... Can't you give me a straight answer anymore? Was it a boy?
And now your commentary with Heidi Marie. There you go, Heidi. Take it away.
It was just that OJ violated the terms of his bail.
How do you violate the terms
he
of your bail?
He called the bail bondsman and asked him to get him in contact with one of the other witnesses, one of the other defendants, because he didn't like what the guy said on the stand. He wanted to talk to him about it, but part of the terms of his bail was that he
what
not...
What didn't he like?
He wasn't supposed
he
to
said
have
something
any,
that prosecuted him to help his conviction?
Right. He wasn't supposed to have any contact with any of the other defendants.
Ah.
That was part of the ruling.
Okay.
And so he violated that, and he may have to now go to jail for violating his bail.
You know what's weird? Is the fact that this guy, he's let off from killing two people. All right, this motherfucker put a blade so far deep into these poor bastards' necks
that
it almost decapitated
them. Yes, he's a cold-blooded killer.
And he got
right.
off of that. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to go... He might go to jail for the rest of his life because he tried to steal back some memorabilia from a hotel room.
I don't think it's going to be for the rest of his life.
No, no. They said that if it was... Because it's kidnapping, because he wouldn't let them leave the room.
So funny.
It's kidnapping.
The man is a criminal. He is a criminal. Through and through. He can't keep himself out of shit.
But you wouldn't hang out with him?
OJ?
Yeah. You wouldn't hang out with him?
It's OJ.
It's OJ. I'm
Juice. Maybe. I was watching
you
Naked
Juice?
Gun 33 to 3rd
right.
With my kid, and mm-hmm. I'm like, you see that?
He's
that
a serial
guy?
Killer.
That's OJ Simpson. He killed his
he
wife.
Killed her.
And another guy. Brutally, with a knife.
With a
and
knife.
Then she said, and I'd bang him. Mm. Sexy.
Maybe in his heyday.
You don't think that's sexy that he did that?
You don't
no.
think it's sexy that it lifted this guy
no,
off his feet and just put a blade through? No. I mean, it was so, I remember this from years ago. He put so much force into that fucking slice.
He almost decapitated
him. He almost decapitated
her. That's
him.
Right.
The blade touched the back of the spinal
yeah,
cord.
Yeah, he was pissed.
That's some fucking shit right there.
Definitely.
That doesn't
juice.
That
doesn't
I don't find it sexy.
That doesn't do no. anything for you?
No.
You wouldn't bang Juice.
No, I mean the fact.
Just
you
to
know,
say you banged them.
The Hertz Heisman
Trophy winner.
The Hertz yeah. commercial guy.
OJ Simpson.
The Hertz commercial guy.
Right,
you know,
Hertz
jumping over.
You know? It's just it's so funny to see him in a film like that, being just retarded too. Like he's got his wide eye
right,
thing going
right.
on, and like that the like permanently surprised look.
A courtroom is where he belongs.
Sure.
Let's face it.
Absolutely.
He's a criminal. He's really.
Do you think
a
he's creepy? Like you know.
Yeah. I think he's one of the most terrifying characters.
OJ Simpson
exists. Yeah, yes. I'm totally, completely freaked out by OJ Simpson. Yes, and
most terrifying,
and scared. Yeah.
Would you put him up there like Hitler?
I think he's really dangerous. No, Hitler.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, there's times when like you know you got those people out there like, oh, he's as bad as Hitler. He only killed two people. Yeah. You know, it's not as bad as up there.
I don't think I like the topics on the board. I forgot to get the travel job when I was out in the car.
The travel, John. Oh, right. No. Don't erase the travel, John. It's going. It's 3 weeks, man. He's waiting for his turn. Come on.
What don't you like? They're all your topics.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff up there.
Well, it's just, you know.
I see Dark Knight. I love that.
Dark Knight. Yeah.
I mean, I know you hate for whatever reason.
Well,
why
don't we go to break?
All right.
Sort
take
it
a break.
Out.
All right.
Take a break.
Let's
take a break.
Let it calm down. I'm just getting antsy.
Jesus
getting mad. Christ. I'll tell you.
I'll fight you.
I'll fuck you up yet again. You want to go there?
No,
break.
No, go
break. Hey, this is Rodian. I'd say something more, but I've got to watch a girl kiss on a guy's cock. Don't forget to listen to the Chaos Radio Show at 8 p.m. Friday nights on ChrisHumorRadio.com. Is that good enough for you, you
yes.
fuck?
Come on, take a little trip with the Frost. We about to go low riding. Low riding. Cruising hard and everybody's low riding. Take a little trip with the Frost.
the rag top and the rag top's down. On the killer dangles with the big boom sound. Lift it front and back, pancake from the bottom up. And when we rollin' on three of them, vodka, what's up? Here come the homeboys, cruising down the lawnmower. Hitting the switches in a 39 bomba.
Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show with Heidi and Rodian. Hi, Rodian.
Hey, Heidi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How you feeling, baby girl?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm having one of these Hornsby's Hard Cider.
Hard Cider.
Amber Draft. It's quite tasty.
It is.
Got a little bite to it.
A little bite to it. I don't know if it's like the old Bartles and James, if it's that crazy, but...
The old Bartles and James. And the, you know what the other brand was that we used to drink a lot? Seagram's.
Oh. Seagram's. Mm. That's what it was. That's what it was.
Did you see Heidi was shaking them titties there coming to the song?
I mean, listen to that.
I got guns.
We're coming out! Guns blazing!
Dude, I said to Chris, I go, I got this new bra, and it's like, it's giving me like,
that oomph? That push?
It's giving me,
you know,
like
what Heidi's trying to do?
Marilyn Monroe boobs. Yeah. Like
Heidi's trying to challenge who, me?
Torpedo tits here.
Who I've always said has like these, you know.
Oh,
perfect breasts that
who
look
me?
Fake.
Right.
She's trying to challenge her. But
she's got her breasts, seriously, they don't look like they could possibly be real, but they are. Like, they're so perfect.
She says they're real.
No, yeah, but I mean, I think they are. I don't think she has fake tits. Remarkably enough, they appear
they
to be real.
Do you know if they're D's?
Humi says Kieran poked them.
Are they D's?
Well, are they D's?
I don't know.
But they're
like
perfect,
like,
I can tell you that much. Whatever they are, she says no.
Well, no.
They're probably C's.
I guess you got her there.
But that's the thing. I've got
no one anywhere. She's really got perfect boobs, but like,
She says they're B's. Those are not B's.
Bullshit!
No.
Get out of here!
Her breasts are not B's.
I saw those lovely balloons.
She says they're bees. Maybe it's the webcam.
Bullshit. Get out of here.
She's being kind.
Get out of here. See,
there's no way.
I love how like chicks, like, they'll, you know, size each other up, and they're like, oh, that's gotta be like a 32B or something. The guy's like, look at the size of those tits. Look at those beautiful love drops.
It's not that she's got like bazoombas or anything. They're just really perfect looking, round and. You know,
when you're in the shower,
full,
and you're soaping up, lathering,
right?
Do you look and say, "Man, I got some. These are beautiful."
Oh, I love to wash my breasts. Yes,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need.
Sure.
God, I love.
But she says they're not that big. They're not big. It's just the shape, which may be, and I'll give her that.
No, nah, they're big. They're beautiful.
But they are beautiful.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I don't think they're a B though.
They're not B.
I mean, it's not like she's heavy or anything, but they...
When a chick can lick her own nip, that's like at least a C, right?
Oh, I think at least.
At least a C, right?
And even, it's a little difficult.
I think...
It's definitely bigger, it's definitely easier if you're a D. It's definitely bigger, too.
Mm. Ever done it?
I don't know if she can do
that. Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't know if she can do that.
Yeah, maybe not.
She can do it.
I don't think so.
I don't know. They looked all right. I mean, you think about it, you know, there's always that chick that just can't make it.
It's not that easy.
Yeah,
it's not that easy,
you know,
unless you have a really long tongue.
But, you know, I mean, you know, you bend them enough.
She says she's been able to do that since she was an A cup, so.
Really? Wow, my God.
She must have a really long tongue.
Either that or she must be crazy nimble. That back must be able to
In the neck chest area.
Yeah, man, my God.
She have a Gene Simmons tongue.
Right.
Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it better than my Seinfeld?
I think when I was a kid,
wow,
I was able to do impersonations better. Mm. I just can't do them at all. Like, I hear it in my head, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it now. And when it comes out of my mouth, it sounds nothing
like
it.
And it's like, wah.
So I'm impressed by Chris's ability to...
Oh, well, there you go. Humi says she's practiced.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see?
You could ask.
Yeah.
I doubt you can
get
see.
Get it out there, you know.
But, hey, you never know.
Do webcams fog
it's
up in
the
shower?
It's been a while.
Please.
What'd you say? Please.
Please.
Please, Eddie.
Or we can just ask Humi to put him on the glass.
Put him on the glass. Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, itchy.
All right, so on the break, did you get to sort it out?
Did you figure out
what you wanted? No. What do you mean? What did you do?
Release your anger.
You saw what I was doing. I was eating some hummus.
Fuck.
Hummus. Hoof.
That's like Danielle, the Jew.
Please.
Our Jew correspondent.
Our Jew correspondent. Says, not the Jew.
Danielle, the Jew.
He goes, Chris, have some hummus.
Hummus.
I'm like, ugh. Fucking Jews.
I miss Danielle. All
right, start it off, Heidi. Let's go.
Let's do it. Release your anger.
So, you know, the Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
She's looking
That's
pretty,
your girl, right?
No.
No?
She's looking pretty good. I like her with the blonde hair.
Okay. She's doing it for you.
But she was... I don't know if you saw any of the photos. You said, I think you heard about it. She fell off the wagon.
Yeah. I mean,
there were photos of her drinking champagne and making out with...
When was she on the wagon?
Well, she was in rehab.
Oh, but come on. It didn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean...
She was just doing that.
Sounds
for
a vacation
they got photos of her drinking out of the champagne bottle on the dance floor. And they said, like, okay, somebody handed her a champagne bottle.
It's New Year's, you know.
But that she's totally... back to not drinking at all now.
Oh,
and, but the thing is, there was pictures of her making out with various dudes, and apparently this one guy.
Yeah.
Now, did I say it was in Capri? There was this one guy
mm-hmm.
who was like a drummer, like a rock drummer
okay,
or whatever.
There you go. All
and
right.
he thought that they were actually like getting like a connection going,
like a vibe going,
and he was really into her and. He said that the first night that they went back to the hotel room, she took all her clothes off and she was wearing like a mismatched bra and panty set. Like they didn't match, but it was really hot.
Oh, all right, okay.
And like her body was perfect and he was so into her and the kissing was amazing and...
What, a guy saying this?
Yeah.
Amazing?
Like he
what?
Was all into her. Like he was really into her. And then he found out that she was dating like two other guys while she was in Capri. But here's the kicker. Lindsay Lohan was in Capri because she was being honored for her contributions to acting.
What? What?
Hey, Herbie Reloaded was a great movie.
Oh, right. Right. I get you because, you know, you have Patton and you have The Godfather, and then right in the middle of that is Herbie Reloaded.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? What is Capri going to give an award to George C. Scott? Who played Patton in that?
George C. Scott, yeah. You're right. Yeah, it's good.
He's not going to give an award. They want a wild child.
Yes, so they decided to honor Lindsay Lohan for her contributions to acting. What was the last movie she did where she like was in a coma and she came out of the coma and she was a different person?
30 Days at Betty Ford? Is that it?
All I know is Herbie Reloaded.
Apparently she was pole dancing in the movie and it stank. The movie stank. It stunk up the theaters. People ran out holding their noses. It stank. So
I don't know. I can't even, and I'm not trying to say like I'm better than, you know, fuck that shit, you know, but I don't know any of this girl's movies. I don't know what is the big deal. Was she on, like, Disney Channel or something?
Friday. She did some Disney movies.
Disney movies, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I know that there was a couple of movies she was in that chick from Saturday Night Live wrote, right? Because I like her. She's
Tina
cute.
Tina Fey
She's
wrote
a cutie.
Mean
I like
Girls.
Her.
That's right. And,
okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right,
so... honored her.
Was
there an award? Did she receive people were clapping?
She was being honored. Yeah, it was a night to honor Lindsay Lohan. And she also did that Prairie Home Companion film, which is based on an NPR show that I'm actually a fan of. And I thought it was really cool. Robert Altman did a film about it. And it was kind of like a mockumentary kind of thing. And it was Altman's last film before he died. And
Lindsay Lohan was in it?
Lindsay Lohan was in it, and I just hated her in it. I hated her. It wasn't that great of a movie either altogether. I mean, I guess if you know Altman, his movies are a little weird.
Weird, a little bit avant-garde.
And I like his stuff, but she was horrible.
Did she look good in it, at least? I mean, I don't see it. I don't see what... You wouldn't?
Nah.
No? Really? Even on her best day?
She's really a redhead.
Are you not cool with that? You
no.
don't like that? No?
No.
They say they're fiery, you know.
I don't care. I'll say it this week. I'll say it last week. I'll say it 10 weeks from now,
mm-hmm.
I don't like redheads.
No. You know, Antonio Banderas says, they have passion.
Is that what he says?
That's what he says.
He's got his own.
No, you had a redhead. You never had a redhead, so how would you know?
You've had brunettes.
I have actually.
When you're down there, it's like you're eating an orange.
It's like on fire. Your tongue is burning.
You're eating passion fruit when you're down there.
You should go back to that shit.
See, that's what it always comes. You've had a brunette, right?
I've made out with a bunch of guy redheads and
no,
it's always been awful.
Of course,
absolutely awful.
What about girl redheads?
That's
and
what I'm talking
about.
One
girl redhead, and that was a nightmare.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Mary Beth.
Why was
Mary Beth?
Mary Beth.
That's what the story we want to know.
Yeah,
we want to know about a fucking redhead guy. Who cares
psycho?
What
happened with Mary? She was a fucking mess.
Wow.
She was a mess.
Wow. Like how?
Like, she was way younger than me, and she was crazy about me, and she made a scene over at Fire Island in front of my
Fire
friends,
Island.
And she
what was the scene?
Came to my house, and it was really awkward.
For those of you that don't know, Fire Island is like the home of gay people.
Hello!
Well, especially we were in Cherry
Grove.
It's like
the vacationing area for gay
people. It's not, but there are certain, like the Pines in Cherry Grove
are
the gay resort areas.
It's a gay place.
The name of it alone.
Not the whole island, no.
It's where geese go in summer.
Not
in New York.
Not
like,
the
oh,
whole
you mean like how the ducks and they go south for the winter?
Yeah,
that's where
yeah.
the geese go in
the
summer.
The geese do not go to Fire Island. They go to the Pines or
whatever.
Cherry Grove.
Whatever. The freaking thing is 2 miles long. It's gay. The whole fucking island is gay.
It's a strip.
You can't avoid gayness when you're on the island. All right.
So if you don't know, which mm-hmm. if you're not from New York, why would you really? Unless you read gay literature.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've seen maybe a reality channel, a reality show on you know one of the
on the wet channel
cable channels. Fire Island is the barrier island for Long Island. It keeps Long Island from getting eroded by the ocean.
All right, that's enough of that. Just get to the story. We just want to know about right.
Let's just hear it, baby.
Along the southern
mm-hmm.
Shore.
Fire push.
It's like a half hour ferry ride to Fire Island.
Bush. She was crazy. Fire Island? Fire Bush on Fire Island?
She
it's fucking awesome.
She had to have your taste.
No, we had a couple of dates. And,
a couple of dates?
She was a little freaky. She came, like, and one time she came and picked me up at my job, and everybody was...
Did she finger pop you?
Yeah. No.
No?
What?
Did you hurt?
No. She just... we just kissed a lot, and that ended up not being so good.
Like
why?
Like what was wrong with the kiss?
She was just a mess. Look,
what was wrong?
All redheads, they suck at kissing. And I'm
but
sure
you only had one.
No, one girl.
Oh, but you can't count guys, man.
I can.
Redhead guys?
The redhead guys are awful kissers. They're the worst kissers ever.
I've had some redhead girls that were just fucking insane.
Insane, whatever.
I know one.
Psycho
matter.
Sex.
Yeah, but Chris, whatever.
No. What was wrong with your fire bush?
See, sometimes you just gotta go with it, Heidi. That's the thing.
Chris.
What?
Well, that's what I want to hear.
That's what I think.
I go with it.
You didn't go with it because you didn't close the deal. Just close the fucking deal.
What was
deal,
wrong
man.
With Firebush? What was wrong with her?
Tony B. Redheads do kiss weird. Thank you. Thank
what
you.
What was wrong with her?
Chris is a power through it kind of thing. He'll like...
Yeah, I'll fucking just rape
Chris
the chick.
Will just power through it. So it doesn't matter to him when it's all teeth
pussies,
and...
Pussies,
when it's all teeth
pussies.
And spit, it doesn't matter to him, you see? Because he'll
also,
power through
I don't
through
spend
that
much
shit.
Time making out with a girl. That's stupid.
Right, well, exactly.
It's time for pussy. Yeah, get down to the nitty gritty, man.
I got time for this.
I
got kiss you? Come on.
I don't got time for fucking.
I got work tomorrow.
So here's the thing.
Blow me for
I,
Pete's
I can
sake.
Speak for neither the taste of female or male redhead privates.
Because you never had it.
Did you ever have redhead girl redhead
That's what I'm
privates?
Saying. I never had it. I all right,
so that's
it.
The thing. It's like
so,
an orange.
Okay, so
it's
what,
like passion
so
fruit.
In the kissing, when you were making out with this redhead.
Shut up.
When you were making out with the redhead, what was wrong with it? Too much tongue, too much spit,
too
not
much
enough?
Too much teeth. Generally too much teeth.
Too much teeth?
Yes.
How does that happen?
I'm telling you that every redhead I've ever kissed, too much teeth.
Mm.
My face hurts. And it's very, it's not, there's nothing sensuous about it. It's very like, I'm eating your face.
That's because they just wanted to skip all that and the girl just wanted to bang you out. That's all she wanted to do. She just wanted to bang you out.
Did you
were kissing.
Did she try to cup your love nest and did you push her hand away? Like, was there a backing away?
No, she was like a full on lesbian, but really inexperienced. Mm-hmm. And I was totally bisexual and had more experience than her, but just wasn't into her. And so she was like insane. Mm. She was so revved up to have sex with me.
And you didn't do it?
And
you could have just laid back and enjoyed it.
She would have calmed down after the first time.
I couldn't deal with her. She was just too annoying. She was just too annoying.
And how old were you at the time?
That's the kind of people you got to teach.
I was probably 27 or 28.
You got to teach that kind of girl.
She was 21.
Ooh. Yeah, see,
just legal.
You gotta
just legal.
That. You could have made her into your special slave.
Into your prodigy.
What's wrong with you? Don't you see the bigger picture?
It's just too annoying. I don't know what to tell you.
But
like,
that's why you put them in place. Cause
but
they don't...
I think especially with chicks, you have to have, there has to be like a comfort level there.
Listen,
and you've
chicks
gotta...
need to be put in place.
That's it, man.
They just need structure.
That's it. When it should have...
That's what they need. Blah,
blah. Nicole Richie, breaking news from Mr. Deej in the chat room. Nicole Richie just had her kid, Harlow Winter Kate Madden. They named her.
Okay.
Christina Aguilera is
in
labor.
And Christina Aguilera is in labor.
I hope the kid fucking drops.
Why would you interrupt? Why would you interrupt Redhead Lesbian Story with that?
Mr. D just tried
There's
to
no
take
way
the
to
beat
segue
off.
Out of that.
No, that's breaking news.
Sure,
I mean, come
it is.
On.
That's not breaking news.
Yes, it is.
Let's get back to why you
I hope the
can't
room
bang
explodes.
Redheaded lesbians.
I'm just gross. Just gross.
Ugh. But you didn't see the bigger picture of teaching this girl?
You could have showed her the way.
You know what? It's okay, so here's the thing. When I first hooked up with the girl...
She could have been your prodigy.
I was very excited because I've told you before how it's difficult for me to meet women. Mm. And I would go over to Fire Island with my gay best friend, and it would always be like, and tonight I'm going to meet a chick.
Yeah.
And I've told you that I don't do well with the lesbians.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I was actually standing on the bathroom line when I met this girl.
Ooh.
She came up and she was with her little gay boyfriend.
There you go. You had something in common. You had to urinate.
And we started making jokes back and forth.
Yeah.
And so I saw her later. I think she bought me a drink, like from at the bar, like the.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This is from so and so.
Right. Exactly.
All right, wait, describe what she looks like.
She had.
She looked like Angie Everhart.
Nothing like Angie Everhart. See, that's the thing is that she wasn't super hot. And here's the other thing.
What kind of hair?
Yeah.
She Long? Had, no. She oh. had like a bob, and it was kind
was
of
a bob.
Foolish.
A bob.
Like jaw length.
Jaw length.
Yeah. And it was like she was like a strawberry blonde, but I think she had dyed her hair because she definitely had like a redhead thing going on. No, she had a bob. It was all one length and like
was,
like mid neck sort of.
How was the
what
body?
Kind of lips? What kind of lips?
How was the body?
Her lips were thin and she had like freckles, I guess.
Yeah.
And the body was not so good. Here's the thing. She looked fine, right? She looked fine. Take a look at her. She looks fine. She looks like a cute
What's
girl.
What's her name? What's her name?
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth what?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Was she one of those chicks that was better looking with clothes on than without clothes?
I didn't see her without clothes on, but I can almost officially confirm she looked better
with clothes,
clothes on.
On.
So she looked skinny, right? But then, so she was... She came over then after she bought me the drink, she came over and it was like, all right, yeah, you know, like, you're into chicks, I'm into chicks. And we ended up making out that night, right? And we're sitting next to each other on like a, we're outside, mm-hmm. there's like a deck bar.
Right,
and
right.
there's like, you know how, those round picnic tables, they have like the curved
oh,
picnic
sure,
benches?
Sure.
We were sitting on one of those, like
mm-hmm.
making out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's rubbing me all over. Now I was probably at my best, in my best physical condition
yeah.
of my life at that point. I was like, solid. Like, I mm-hmm. was doing nothing but running mm-hmm. and lifting weights, and I was cut. I was, like, I was pure muscle.
Okay.
So, like, there was nothing hanging out over the top of my bra or anything.
Well,
everything
was
just solid. So, like, but making out with her and, like, rubbing her back and, like, where her bra, you know, was on
oh,
her back,
so
there
could,
was, like, chub, like, hanging out over the top and coming out into the... Like, she was
that.
Soft.
Yeah.
She looked skinny, but when I touched her, there was, you know, loose skin and nothing.
And that wasn't doing it.
It wasn't, because I was like so much older and so much more fit than she was that it
and
was.
You're thinking
like,
she's younger, she's more
not,
prime.
Yeah, I'm like, she should be hotter, you know? Like, I think that was what it was, is I just couldn't bring myself to like lower myself to fuck this girl.
Look at you! I ain't bringing myself down to that level! Pig!
She just wasn't hot enough.
I'm sorry.
She wasn't a good kisser.
I'm sorry, baby.
I think the first night when we first started hooking up, it was like hot for me because I hadn't been able to land a girl.
And you were landing a girl. So I was landing a girl,
and she was also like, she liked to smoke pot, so we got high together, which was awesome, and, you know. Things seemed all right, but then, like, the next time I hung out with her, she had gotten herself so worked up from the first time, and she was all, like, really, like, crazy because we couldn't find each other at first because you don't really get a cell phone signal out there. And when we finally found each other, she was, like, I could tell that she had been, like, in a downward spiral because she wasn't finding me on the island, and she thought I stood her up or something, and she was, like, freaking out. That she had also gotten drunk, and she was like one of these crazy girls who gets drunk and acts like...
Acts stupid?
Just stupid, yeah.
Did she talk dirty to you when you were making that?
That's just what redheads do. They're just wild. But when they're in the sack, man.
Did she talk dirty to you?
No.
The wildness continues.
No. And then so she came over, she wanted me to watch Being John Malkovich with her.
Oh my God.
Malkovich.
I mean, come on.
She's really into Catherine Keener. She thought Catherine Keener was
really
hot.
Did she touch fucking breasts?
Did she lick nip?
Oh, she definitely grabbed my breasts. Yeah.
Did she lick nip?
No.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
We didn't because I wasn't into her. Don't you understand?
She like your breasts.
Like, while she was at my house,
why
it was
eat
like,
you
it
out?
Finally, like, it really sunk in that, like, I am not attracted to this girl. And
why would you let her
and I ended the night. I ended the night. I was like, she was like trying to get up on me. And I was like, you know what? This isn't going to happen. I need you to go.
That's so cool. You just broke the girl's heart.
She went out to her car.
That's so cruel, man.
That's pretty bad.
She went out to her car and she let out this like primal scream that I could hear from my front door. Yeah.
This fucking prude bitch won't fucking let me lick a cooch. That's what she was thinking.
I bought the bitch nachos.
I wasn't prude, and she didn't buy me anything.
You were prude. She bought
but
your
that
drink.
Was our
she bought you a drink.
One, two. Like, we met, and then we met again over there,
you're
and then we had a date by my job. Like, she came and picked me up from my job.
You're a prude.
And then the
she came to pick you up from your job?
Mm-hmm.
And she was sober, like there was no partying atmosphere, like she just came to pick you up
she
and
came
wanted
and
to
got
you,
me, and then we went out like in Huntington Village, like.
Did you touch her tits?
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't hot. She was. It was like she was just flabby all over. I just wasn't. Oh, and this was the other thing. So she's talking to me because she was in college, and she's talking to me about how she's a film student, and she's making a film.
Oh, yeah, and you're perfect for the part, baby. I wrote a character just for you, sweetheart.
She's making a film about, and it's kind of, it's just this conceptual thing where a guy and a girl are sitting on a park bench, and they're having like a date experience where they're kissing and stuff like that, but. It's flashing from the two of them romantically sitting on the park bench to him raping her, like violently raping her.
Nice.
Because she explained to me that all interaction between men and women is rape. That men are constantly raping women.
Yeah, okay.
That, like,
I can see that.
Like me and Chris doing this radio show right now, and me and you doing this radio show, you guys are raping me.
Yeah, I can go with that.
And so, like, at the Saturday night thing, watching Patrice talk about, you know, his misogynistic comedy, that's rape.
Yeah, I get that.
It's all rape.
Sure.
Okay? And I just couldn't hang out with her anymore after that. Like, I was like, no, I don't get it. I mean, I got it, obviously, like you were saying, sure, I see what you're saying, but I couldn't relate to her.
All right. So you've
then finally I got rid of her because I got a boyfriend after that, and I was like, she was like, what are you doing on the computer or whatever, and I was like, oh, I'm here with my boyfriend.
And
she was like, boyfriend?
That must have just killed
her. And I'm like, I didn't say I was a lesbian, you know what I mean? Like, I have a kid. I had ex-boyfriends.
Do you know if she slit her wrists? Do you know if she killed herself?
I don't know anything about her. She was from, like...
Wisconsin?
Nassau County.
All right. Well, same difference.
Whatever.
Yeah. So you have the, you've had the whole spectrum of the rainbow. Red, blonde, brunette.
I only have eaten,
No, say it's sexy. Say it's sexy.
Well, I had brunette.
Mm-hmm. How's that taste?
It was good.
Yeah, of course it does.
And then the other girl was like a dirty blonde, light brown haired. I guess light brown hair. I've never had blonde, unfortunately.
Oh, poor kid.
Cause I'm so attracted to blondes.
Really?
Mm. I'm attracted to girls who look more, who look like me, and then.
Really?
Yeah, and blondes.
So you're trying to have sex with yourself?
Definitely.
Ah, so that's a form of self-masturbation.
I would say the hardest I ever come is when I'm looking in the mirror. I'm so in love with myself.
I think I need another hard cider. Temperature's going up in this room, motherfuckers.
Not like myself, like my persona, just physically.
No, just
I'm
physically.
Like, yeah. I can totally objectify myself.
Ever looked in the mirror while doing it?
Yeah, yes. I have a mirror that I keep close by, just that it's got like a back, like a stand on it, so I can just stand it up in between my legs.
Sure, of course.
It's true. Chris is raising his
arm. Sounds like a horror move to me.
Whatever, man. That sounds beautiful to me, boys and girls. That's all I just said.
Man, you're such an asshole.
Can I ask you something?
Sounds like a girl's in love with her cunt.
I am in love with my cunt.
Aren't they all?
I am in love with my cunt.
Aren't they all? I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Yes. The most masturbation in one day.
Oh, I think, well, I've definitely had days where it was like a stay-at-home and jerk-off kind of day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've come more than 5 times in a day.
In a day?
I pulled 5 loads.
Yeah.
I've heard some crazy numbers. I've heard people claim that they come 100 times in a day.
In a day?
Yeah.
I think my personal best was, I think, 4 or 5.
I think you've got to define orgasm.
That was just like a 16-year-old
I think you've
got to
define orgasm differently if you say you've come 100 times in a day. Because I don't, for me, an orgasm is like an event.
Who me says 6 times for her?
I buy that. See, that's the thing. That's a reasonable number. That's a, I stayed home all day jerking off.
Well, White Ninja says 8 times.
That's all right.
Wow, wow. That's right. Chafing.
Well, I had a
that's
dude,
chafing.
Yeah, I had
that's because he's 16 and rambunctious.
Yeah, I had a dude tell me in his, when we were teenagers, that he came 14 times.
I
but that
see
by
it.
The end, nothing was coming out.
Just fucking blanks.
Yeah.
Clear see, I never had. I mean, it was always something. It was always like, ugh, like the last gasp.
Tony
you know?
B says 6 to 8 times.
So see, okay, so that's
six
like, that's
times.
Like,
you, 6 to 8.
Those are the
six
days
eight,
when a normal human being has nothing else to do all day and you're super horny and you're like, I'm going to see how many times I can come today. Or maybe not even a conscious decision, but you end up jerking off
but
all
see,
day.
See, the difference is like what I'm asking you for is because like, all right, when I got, well, at least, you know, from what I know, when I'm like, you know, all right, you do it and it's like, oh, but I'm thinking like girls like, you know, they're chicks, so they're more like, all right, let me, you know, get on my knees this time. Let me, you know, get on my side. Let me rub my tits while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Open. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
you know, let me bring out the toys. Guys are just like,
those
all
are
right.
Those are the days when you really get in touch with yourself.
Right. Sure. Different toys, different times.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
More than one toy at once.
Yes, I've definitely done that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's not for all the boys and girls out there? That don't know
well, name. I've got 2 vibrators. I've got one that's sort of like the sleek hard plastic kind.
Okay. Pink.
It's a like more like a lavender.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then I've got this other one that I kind of hate, but sometimes
but
I use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those like springy, rubbery ones, and it's like blue, like true blue.
Okay.
And it's got a head on it, and then it's got like ridges.
Ooh.
Giggity, giggity, giggity. And it's big. It's like 10 inches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus, God.
And it gets it gets thicker.
Okay.
It's big. It's a big...
So, 2 at once?
Vibrator. And sometimes I put the smaller one in my ass and the bigger one in my pussy.
Yeah. And have... You foul venereal disease
but you know what?
Streetwalking whore.
To be honest, I haven't done that in a long time.
Are you thinking about it now? Maybe it's something you need to catch up
on? Well, if I have another one of those days, or like a whole night where there's... See, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. There would be times when, you know, say on the weekend, the kid goes to her dad's house, and I've got some time to myself.
Plenty of extra time.
That doesn't really happen anymore, often, because...
But when it does.
I'm here on the weekends, so I don't have my toys with me, eh?
Now, can I ask you something? Now, okay, so the bluish one... Mm-hmm. Is the one that goes into the...
Vagina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The pussy.
Now, the...
You fairy!
The position that you're in, I'm guessing you're on your back.
On my back or in a chair.
Chair? How does that work?
Sometimes in a chair. Like, you know, I just kind of, like, rock back. And then you don't have, like, anything... you can lower your arm so it's below your ass... Whereas in the bed,
I'm trying to visualize.
Okay, so in the bed, you're kind of limited to like the level of the bed under your ass. When you're in a chair, you can kind of hang your ass off the end, and then you.
That nipple shit yodels. Nobody believes me.
You see what I'm saying? Like this, and then you can like reach underneath. But in a bed, you can't really do that. He doesn't know. And the thing is, they're saying, Mr. Deidre in the chat room is saying Rodian has to close his eyes, but he doesn't because I'm kind of demonstrating.
Nobody's closing their eyes in this room, boys and girls.
So, yeah. So, that's that.
Very cool. If there was ever a situation where you go to a club one night, you see a smoking hot redhead.
Never happen.
No?
There's no such thing as a smoking hot redhead.
Angie Everhart. No?
That's a big woman. That's a lot of woman. That's another thing. I don't think I'd be into kissing her because she's got that big mouth. It would be like kissing a man.
I'm trying to...
Small mouth on a chick.
Yeah. But you like... Well, you like petite chicks. You like petite girls.
I like little, yeah.
Little ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there's got to be a night where we head out and...
Think
you know,
so?
There's got
to
be...
But then that also means that you guys have to go into a gay bar because it's not like you're going to just find a straight lesbian bar that's going to let you guys go in.
What are you talking about? Why not?
If it's a lesbian bar, they're not going to let you guys in.
Yeah, but if we walk in, you're in front of us, say, listen, look, we got you, we understand, but look, we're looking for this girl, all right? We're not here to cause any problems or a ruckus. We're looking to scout this one out. So open, part the seas like Moses and
goodbye, reputation.
And Quip is saying Gillian Anderson. Not hot to me.
No?
Not
Scully?
Not to me.
What about Jodie Foster?
She's got freckles on her lips.
Freckles on her lips?
Yeah, yes.
My balls feel like concrete.
It's not sexy.
I like Gillian Anderson. Yeah.
She's a fine actor.
You know, the truth is out there.
She's got freckles on her lips.
I never saw it. It's amazing how you can pick up these things.
Quim says he lost all respect for you.
That's all right. He hasn't really lost all respect for me.
Maybe he has.
No. It's because he's a nerd and he likes Gillian Anderson.
Ah.
Yeah. I'd bang Gillian Anderson.
Good for you.
Of course.
Okay, but look.
Of course I'd bang
Gillian
Anderson.
It's a personal thing for me. I don't like redheads.
Personal thing. If she had a twat fucking shaking in front of your face.
Come on. It's Scully.
You wouldn't eat that shit?
It's Scully.
You wouldn't eat that shit?
Jesus Christ.
Be honest.
That you that understand it always changes the conditions when you start yelling about if the twat was in my face. You understand that?
If the twat's in your
but
face.
But that's not how it happens.
Are you? If it's in your face, are you fucking chomping down? That's what we want to know.
Am I chomping down?
Yes.
Are you tasting the flames?
I'm just gonna stick with no.
Are you taking a sample of the fucking passion fruit that is a redhead bush?
Are you tasting the kiwi fire?
Not now, not ever.
Bullshit. If I put some redheaded pussy in front of you, you'd be fucking diving in there.
It tastes like burning.
Why don't you see about doing that, Chris?
Done.
Oh.
I'll get it done by tomorrow.
Oh,
tomorrow.
It's radio get gold.
Ready. Nice. Schedule that.
Uh-oh. She's writing notes. No redheads.
I'm writing notes because I have to write a summary, you ass, because I have to remember what we fucking talked about on the air. And the only way to remember is to write notes. Hello?
No, my life's a disaster, so.
I hate you.
You stupid fucking cunt.
Fucking Pacino.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
I love that.
Fucking Pacino.
You fairy.
All right.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
What's that? What's that?
Did you hear? Did you hear about the Parliament? Oh, I'm sorry, House of Commons.
You're gonna go.
I see just pulling out paperwork.
Why don't you go to the Pregnant Marine? That's somewhat relevant.
Chris, what's
right?
the name of the show? What's the name of the show?
The Heidi Show?
No.
No.
Yeah.
What's the name of the show? They're saying the Pregnant Marine is
Where's your big comeback now? That's a tough guy.
Can I tell you something? I didn't hear about the Pregnant Marine until just today.
I
think that the reason why you didn't hear about it is because it's now like basically all throughout the day today, news was breaking.
About the
There's
Pregnant
this
Marine?
Chick, right? Lance Corporal Maria Lauterbach, okay?
Lauterbach.
She went missing. 8 months pregnant. She went missing. She would be 9 months pregnant now. She's
been
missing for a while.
She's 8 months pregnant. She's in the Marines.
Yeah. Camp Lejeune is where she was stationed.
All right.
And she went missing like a month ago, at 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
She had a pending sexual harassment case against Corporal Cesar Armando Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
21 years old.
Nice. And how old was the chick?
Chick.
I hope she's older. I hope you say
20.
All right.
20. But so she had a pending sexual harassment case, mm-hmm. or a sexual assault case,
okay.
against this guy. Now, apparently, I'm sure you have to be a certain caliber of person to be in the Marines, to make it through the training.
Absolutely.
To, you know. But as it turns out, you don't have to be really smart.
Right, okay.
Because what I heard on the way here, because the news was breaking all day,
mm-hmm.
they're saying that they uncovered the shallow grave of this pregnant woman.
Oh my God.
Near Camp Lejeune. And that there is a note that is written by Cesar.
Right.
Corporal Cesar, who, in the note, he is talking about how she killed herself.
Oh, really?
And buried herself in a shallow grave?
Hey, well, you know, see you in hell, bitch!
Maybe it was a last request.
Maybe it was a last request.
Buried,
yeah,
you have
maybe.
To kill myself.
That's it. Do me a favor. I'm going to slit my wrist and my jugular right now.
I'm
so
I'm going to do that crazy bitch kill herself.
Yeah. That bitch is crazy. She was probably like, listen, I'm going to slit my wrist. I'm going to slit my jugular. I'm not going to have the blood pressure enough to dig my own grave. You mind doing me a favor?
Right.
8 months pregnant. What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing in the Marines? You're 8 months pregnant.
Well, she was in the Marines.
Yeah, but you're 8 months pregnant. Aren't you, like, automatically discharged or something? I mean, who are you fighting with a bun in the oven?
No, you don't get discharged. No.
Well, she had to get knocked up while she was in the Marines, right?
She gets reassigned. She gets reassigned.
Yeah, but you must have been knocked up. Look, I had a friend of mine told me...
The bitch killed herself.
Sure, I get that. Right, case closed. Next topic, it's it. It's over.
Sheriff Brown said he had been expecting to
Sheriff
find Corporal
Brown.
Lauterbach alive until Friday morning when a witness came forward with information about her death. He said the witness, a former Marine from Camp Lejeune, contacted military authorities who then alerted the sheriff's office.
Whip says the suspect guy supposedly raped her.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Allegedly.
He said civilian authorities had not spoken to Corporal Lauren despite the disappearance because his lawyer declined to make him available. Corporal Lauren was driving a four-door pickup truck, the sheriff said, and possibly heading... Oh, right, he disappeared also. He also disappeared. He's been missing for about the same amount of time as she has been. possibly heading for his native state of Nevada. The Marine Corps had brought Sergeant Daniel Durham, who had shared his house with Corporal Louder back
for
a brief time.
Quip says she dated him after the rape charges. What do you think of that? That just nullifies everything.
There are some chicks. There are some chicks that are into that that rape scenario. There are some chicks out there that fantasize about being raped.
It's not rape if you date the guy afterwards.
Corporal Louderback, 20, vanished about a month ago on December 14th when she was about to testify in the rape case.
Wait, Ninja, it was love at first rape.
Her stepmother, Mary Louderbach, told the police that her daughter typically called home about 12 times a week and that she had not been heard from in 5 days. A day later, the local police found the young woman's cell phone at a Camp Lejeune gate and eventually uncovered suspicious activity on her bank account. They also discovered her abandoned car at a Jacksonville, North Carolina bus station.
Tony B. Jiggleman, I hate you for raping me, but I'll go have a drink with you anyway.
Yeah. Thanks for forcing me into a position where you're going to anal rape me, but, oh, yeah, I'll have a Bartles and James afterwards.
Bartles and James? A wine cooler after a rape?
Sure, why not?
That's classic.
Well, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, you know, we can stop over at 7-Eleven. No need to go to an actual bar, you know, sit on a stool.
Corporal Louderbach.
She's going through all her paperwork.
Yeah.
Next item, Heidi.
Common's call to disestablish church is number 666.
That's what I saw. I saw this big 666 in these papers. I was like, what's going on here?
Trying to talk about here.
Yeah.
A motion calling for the disestablishment of the Church of England has been listed in the House of Commons as 666, the number of the beast.
The number of the devil.
Labor MP John Austin, who has repeatedly tabled early day motions urging disestablishment, put down his latest motion last night as MPs debated scrapping Britain's blasphemy laws.
I'm slow. I don't understand what's going on right there. There's a law that they want to get rid of 666.
No. 666 was the number, of its listing in the House of Commons.
Ah.
Like proposition number 666.
Yeah, okay, very cool. Very cool.
So,
Is it on purpose?
Yeah, you know. Just let hedonism run, man. It's the big deal. But come on. Anal sex for everybody. Come on. Spread the love. Just let it go around. Just spread the cheeks and spit.
Let's see. I saw this story and I said, Rodian's gonna enjoy this.
Thank you. So, I appreciate it.
And they're also debating, like, I didn't actually look into it, but all of the articles that I looked at mentioned this blasphemy law that's also going down. So there's like a...
So blasphemy, taking the name, the Lord's name in vain? That's what they're trying to get rid of?
Well, that kind of thing. But so what's happening is that, you know, there's an effort in Britain to do something similar to what we have here in the U.S., supposedly, theoretically, separation of church and state.
Oh, okay, right.
Even though there's not really separation of church and state.
You know, in some states, you can go to prison for having anal sex with your girl.
I know.
There's some states where if you're like, you know, if you and your chick are in the mood, you're like... Just let me put the tip in.
It appeared on the House of Commons order paper numbered 666, the number associated with the Antichrist in the Book of Revelation. Scholars believe 666 referred to the Emperor Nero. The King James Bible renders Revelation 13:8 as, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666."
Nice.
It's coming. Bob Russell, Liberal Democrat MP for Colchester, and one of the signatories said it is incredible that a motion like this should have, by chance, acquired this significant number.
Yeah.
This number is supposed to be the mark of the devil. It looks as though God or the devil has been moving in mysterious ways. What is even stranger is that this motion was tabled last night when MPs were discussing blasphemy.
Oh, Governor! It's the number of 666 points now. Oh, fish and chips galore, you cocks. We seized your ass in that war,
and
man.
And then, of course, I got some religious guy's blog.
Yeah. There's always those fucking nut jobs up there, man. I love it.
It appears to be fairly tame.
Like, oh, really? Oh, it's not really like those...
What are you going to do about
it? Archbishop Cranmer. That's whose blog it is. It's an archbishop's blog.
Jeez, please. The sheer fact that an archbishop is using the computer is like that right there in itself should be blasphemous for him.
I like, oh jeez, please.
Oh jeez. Oh, Mary Mary Joseph. Please. Put some cheese on there.
So there's this comment. Some guy named Jim left this comment. Since God expresses his displeasure through the instrumentality of men, it is possible that the attacks, such as 9/11, so he didn't say 9/11, he listed 7/7 here, by Islamists are just such an instrument of God's chastening upon our nation.
Whatever you...
I mean, if you can't be at least mildly interesting, then shut the hell up.
Israel was not carried off into exile without and before many warnings and attacks by foreign nations. There were many thorns in their side before the final catastrophe of the exile. This guy's like, we brought this upon ourselves.
We did. I mean, that's what Falwell said.
Your grace is quite right to say the blasphemy law is there to protect us all from the wrath of God against a nation who would lightly treat his name and favors. But such a view of the nature of things is considered old-fashioned, I'm afraid. True!
What's the point? What's the fucking point in any case? I gotta argue with you.
The fucking point is the wrath of God, baby.
True, but old-fashioned. So that fucking guy is saying that, like, you know, everything bad that happens
that's
to
what
us
Falwell
because
said.
We're sinners.
Falwell said that AIDS, 9/11, it all happened because of fucking, you know, the gays and all the lesbos running around.
And let's just briefly now move on.
Okay.
Because I have a fucking beef.
Here we go. I knew it, man. Here comes the anger. Release your anger.
All the beef in your breast right now.
Well, hey, man, if that's... then get more angry, you know? You know, deers are killed every day by fucking local drug drivers. Does that do anything for you?
You know how much I hate the president? How do you get away with being as stupid as this motherfucker is and president of the United States? There are enough intelligent people in this country to have ousted him for his stupidity by now. He's just stupid.
Do you hear that?
What's your problem with me?
All right, asshole. You go to Auschwitz. You're all choked up. Maybe, you know, you're just learning about the Holocaust. I understand. You weren't aware of the horrors against Jews up until this time.
I contributed heavily to my campaign.
Read a book or took a class to really understand what the fuck happened in World War II. And it's all just, hitting you now. You're just getting this.
Does it involve oil?
The atrocities against the Jews at Auschwitz and, you know, whatever other concentration camp.
Jews? You mean those people with the noses?
So, Pal Bush over here. Yeah. He wraps up his Middle East tour where he's supposedly signing a peace treaty between Palestine and Israel, but nothing happened.
He's finally bringing peace.
I was down there to check out Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
And protect the world from... Terror,
which is the Jews.
Terror.
That's what's
and you know, Mr. Deej in the chat room says Heidi hates George Bush and Isaiah Thomas for pretty much the same reasons. They're idiots. And that's true. And you know what's funny about that is I was going to make the comparison. Mm-hmm. They both always have that smug smile. Look on their face. Like it's all a big fucking joke to you.
Like, no matter what I do, I'm fucking invincible.
It's all a big fucking joke.
Bring kryptonite.
Exactly. You can't fire me.
Shoot me, it'll deflect right off.
So, motherfucker goes to Auschwitz, gets choked up, says, we should have bombed the train tracks leading to Auschwitz. Right, we should have destroyed the countryside more.
Right.
Just to prove a point, because that's the answer. However, let me just
He didn't say train tracks.
But
what did you say?
He didn't say train tracks.
He said we should have bombed Auschwitz.
Right.
Okay. And Condoleezza Rice.
Then Condoleezza Rice, when that was
said.
Did
an editorial.
Yeah, then Condoleezza Rice said, hey, he meant the train tracks.
Oh, by the way.
But here's the other thing.
Dumbass meant the train tracks.
Just to clarify what this Schlepp said.
I'm so glad I actually got to hear the audio of him speaking.
Of
course we don't have that.
Of course we don't have it,
but I heard him say.
Okay.
I'm going back to Auschwitz.
I'm going back to Auschwitz.
This is what this retard said. This quarter wit. These people died because they would not forsake their God. Are you... Hold on a second. Motherfucker doesn't know it was racial cleansing. It had nothing to do with religion. It had nothing to do with religion. These people were not religiously persecuted. They were being killed for their racial ethnicity,
mm-hmm.
for their bloodline.
Right.
It had nothing to do with their beliefs. It had nothing to do with if they had converted to Catholicism. They were still going to get slaughtered for being Jews, for having Jew blood running through their veins.
Last name, Kowitz. But it's okay. I go to church. Sure you do. And you're going to go to church in that train right there. You see that train? It's heading off to La La Land. Yeah, jump on there, guy.
They were killed because they refused to forsake their God, and they would not turn their back on their beliefs, and that is why they were killed. And that's why they died. 6 million Jews died because they refused to... Are you fucking kidding me? If they would have said to you, it's either you believe in Jesus Christ or the oven for you. What do you think these motherfuckers would have said?
I think it would have been a massive upheaval of conversions.
How about you, how about this? How about you, swear allegiance to Adolf Hitler and this, and the country, the fatherland, Germany, or, and never worship, you know, never practice Judaism again, or we kill you.
Or into the fucking oven you go.
I mean, you gotta be fucking kidding me. The man fucking stood on a microphone and was recorded saying that these people were killed for their fucking religious, convictions. It's like, just when I think that the man can't make a bigger fucking idiot out of himself, he tops it.
I gotta admit to you that I haven't... When did he make this statement? Because I haven't heard anything about this.
This happened
today. Was it today?
Today.
Okay, well then, alright, I'm gonna check out the news and I'm gonna hear this. You can't.
I'm just so glad I heard the actual audio because first a reporter on 1010 Wins says, and President Bush says, we should have bombed Auschwitz. In other news, Heidi's boobs are now at 34D.
Nice.
I know which one I want to listen to.
So I didn't get to hear the actual report. I mean, I didn't get to hear the audio of him saying it, but then while I was sitting in that traffic jam on LA,
which you already pissed off, then you hear this,
and I'm like, oh. I almost took notes sitting in traffic.
But, are you really that, like...
He's the President of the United States.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything anymore. That title is not hollow. It's not, you know, it's not revered anymore. You know what I mean? Like, not back in the day, you know?
Revered anymore?
No.
Come on. He's the fucking leader.
I'm talking about the free world.
Do you understand?
No, he's not.
The leader of
no,
the
he's
free
not.
World.
No, he's not. No, yes. he's not.
Well,
no, he's not.
All right.
I'm talking about back in the day when it was like, all right, you had, you know, you got Washington out there who fucking led the war.
Mm-hmm.
He was a general who fucking spilled blood. And then they came to him and said, listen, okay, we want to make you king. He's like, no. He's like, I didn't just go fight against George the Fourth or whatever that king was to make myself George the First. That was fucking integrity. That was intelligence. I mean, this motherfucker, he had to fight for what he had to what he grabbed. This guy, he got it from his daddy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, nothing surprises me about this guy anymore. I mean, I might be wrong. I'm not really too up to date about, like, political stuff. But I can't remember ever where there was the race to become the next president started, like, two years before the election year even came around. I mean, I remember Clinton and Obama, nothing like this. I mean, they were talking about this in 2006.
Yeah.
2 years before this shit was even going down. I don't remember this going on when W was in the office. I mean, maybe people want to get him the hell out of it. Nothing surprised me about
this
guy.
Well, I mean, look, the whole campaigning thing has been jacked up with the internet. And you've got to realize it only happens every 4 years. We make technological advances. There's different ways to promote your campaign now than there was 8 years ago, 12 years ago.
Do you think there's going to be any fallout from what this guy said?
No.
No, right?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
no, there's not,
right?
going to be any fallout. There's going to be a couple of jokes made about it because it's just another thing. It's just one more thing.
It's like, oh, there's Bush.
You know, you're worried about...
Look.
You're worried about the fact that he came in because of his dad, right? Like that's how he got into office.
Yeah,
now
absolutely.
Now you got this cunt Hillary Clinton. That, came in because of her husband.
Because of her husband.
And she pulls this fucking move.
Oh, you got it? I love it.
I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know? So...
Yeah,
we already did fall backwards.
Yeah,
you know this is very personal for me.
Is it?
It's not just political. It's not just public.
Okay, shed it
to you. I see what's happening, and we have to reverse it. Right. And some people think elections are a game. They think it's like who's up or who's down. It's about our country. It's about our kids' futures. And it's really about all of us together.
Is
all
it?
Right, hang on a second.
She's crying.
You can't have that.
She's not, look, I don't support the woman.
You
hang
cannot
on a
have
second.
That.
Hang on a second. I don't support the woman. But she's not sobbing.
She's tearing. She's getting choked
crying,
up.
Man.
She's choked up.
Yeah, but
you can't have
cause
that.
Because of stress?
You think Reagan choked up when he fired all those fucking choked
out?
He paid for it later on.
That woman's not freaking out. She's playing a role.
She's a cunt.
It works.
Just like all women.
Shut the fuck up.
Cunts.
You can't have a cunt in office.
I'm not voting for her. I'm not voting for her. But hang on a second. She won the fucking New Hampshire primary because of that. She appealed to people. She exposed a sensitivity and she reached out. She acted like, this is me. All right, you know what? Strip down. No shit, you guys. This is how I feel.
Wait,
exactly
man,
like
no
that.
Way.
And that's the tone of voice and everything. Look.
Shit.
Here's how I feel about it. All right?
So, what's gonna happen now?
It is bullshit. I'm not saying it's not bullshit, but she's not sobbing.
Right.
You can't say, we can't have a president who sobs, cause she's
sobbing. You can't have a president who starts breaking down. I mean, you know, you're gonna be, like you said, okay, the leader of the free world. So suppose some leader in some other country walks into the office and is like, oh, look at this fucking cunt. Wait, she's gonna start crying? I mean, she's gonna start, you know, sobbing then? What,
well,
the vice
okay,
president's gonna run up
a,
and be like, oh, he's a hanky.
Right, okay, but that's fine, well and good, if she had actually been sobbing, but she wasn't. So.
Alright, I'm sorry,
now,
she was,
now she's
she
playing
was.
Dirty politics. She's saying she has scandalous.
I doubt that.
She's
a politician.
Saying, she's saying, like, her people are saying they have scandalous material on Obama.
Oh, of course, because that's her number one, fucking, competition right but, there.
And she's saying,
she's
I'm,
been trashing
she's saying
Obama.
I've decided,
she's been trashing
she's
Obama.
She's saying I have decided not to use it.
Well, that's
yeah,
like,
but just acknowledging
what, that
it's out
Huckabee
there.
That's what Huckabee did, and look, it worked for him.
And to discourage anyone from challenging the Washington power establishment.
This is a clip from Keith
Olbermann. Defending the Clinton people, or demanding rather, the Clinton people hang out that dirty laundry or shut up.
No, Keith Olbermann. I love Keith Olbermann.
Actually, basically admitting that today, claiming those agents were in fact in the camp of a neutral Democrat, continuing to Fox News, quote, this is very
Fox
similar
noise.
To the kind of trick that Richard Nixon used to pull, where he would say, I know some very bad information about the communists supporting George McGovern, but I can't put that out because it wouldn't be right.
Yeah, she's pulling that stupid move.
Right, yeah, yeah. So you're acknowledging that it's out there, but you're not going to use it.
Yeah, but she already knows that since Huckabee already did it and was, you know, given a pass for it.
If, in fact, this is not something that is true, then all the Clinton administration needs to do is operation needed to do was just say it wasn't
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on.
It took three times to get that answer.
The Clinton operation. It used to be the Clinton administration. It's hard to shake that when you say Clinton, you want to say administration afterwards. The Clinton administration.
I could picture you in the car. You must have been fucking livid with this guy.
No, it's just like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Well, look, Rodian, all I'm ever doing is trying to collect fodder for the radio show.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
So in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah,
I can rant about that because it's so...
Tri-State says that Clinton and Obama are going to be running mates.
That could be.
He's going to bet his lunch on it.
He's going to put his lunch.
I'm going to take you up on that.
All right. Justice. Hey, look. I
want your goddamn lunch.
I want your lunch.
You're shocked to miss lunch.
I want the G.I. Joe lunch box with the bologna sandwich inside of it. And the thermos.
I'm taking him up on that lunch.
I want the thermos.
God damn it. I want some lunch.
All right. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have sports and some Batman. And
what about the Travel John?
The gay Zoo Man story.
Travel John, listen. What? I think we better put...
What?
You heard me right, sir.
What? Gate, what? That's an oxymoron. That's like jumbo shrimp.
For everyone who's listening who doesn't know what snoodling is...
Snoodling is disgusting. That's what it is.
To go about it. The first method is two guys basically just rub their erections together until they come. And the second, which is more fun, I would imagine, is one guy has to be circumcised and the other guy has to be uncircumcised. He's got to have the turtleneck. And the guy who's uncircumcised pulls his foreskin over the head of the circumcised guy, and then they jerk off the one long tube.
Oh, see, that's got to be a mess when everything...
Stop.
BJ Radio, informing you of shit you never wanted to know about every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Well, I heard they do the knee thing where they, like, you push your knee down and they fuck the knee.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They fuck the knee?
That's one of the things they do.
How'd it feel?
So I'll let you try it.
The Nerdcast from NeenerNeener.net. Your obnoxious source of news and opinions on comic books, video games, news for nerds, and knee fuckery. Saturdays from noon till 3 on Cringe Humor Radio.
All right, dummy. Welcome, boys and girls, to CringeHumor.net, the only website that actually has funny comics. Unlike... I don't know. Actually, this site sucks, too. Oh, is it .com? No, I can't say that. You fucking bitch, pal. What do you want to say? Cringe. Welcome to CringeHumor.net, not .com, because we all know that fucking travesty. .net, that stinks. It should be .com. You suck. Welcome to CringeHumor.net. That's right, .net, boys and girls, not .com. That freaking soap opera that happened. Enjoy the lovely avatars and the video and all the stuff that makes the fat Beetlejuice son of a bitch that runs this happy every day because he has no life and he lives with his mother. You friggin' humps. Welcome to CringeHumor.net. While you're going through the avatars and the beautiful video clips of all the comics, do what I do. Get naked and rub your stink wrinkle and then smell your fingernail. That will keep you awake while you're reading all this fucking dribble. Yuck. That was pretty winded, wasn't it? you know what? Keep it rolling, stupid. Anyways, enjoy the site. Enjoy Dane Cook and the lovely Jim Norton and Jim Florentine and RobertKellyLive.com. That's what I should say. Buy my CD, you humps. Welcome to CringeHumor.net. Oh my god, this place is fantastic. They have very edgy humidity. It's very edgy. I mean, they say ass and tits and cunt and everything here. They don't say dick that much, but that kind of disappoints me. Make sure that you hit the buttons and wait for things to load and check out photos and also check out avatars. And they have wonderful new writers on CringeHumor.net. That's N-E-T, not C-O-M. LOL. Bye, Massachusetts.
You didn't say your name at all, though, Stevie.
I don't want my name on it.
Well, I heard they do the knee.
Hi, this is Mandy.
This is Kurt.
And this is Bill from Vomitus Prime.
When we're not taking liberties with the truth,
offending those of differing creeds, races, ethnicities, and sexual orientations,
or expounding on any myriad of bodily functions,
we dig the mediocre show with Eric and Taylor.
They're probably the number one show going.
Really? A lot of people expected Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Vet Gerard to take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast!
And remember, kids, when in doubt, up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, B-A, select start.
That's the two-player code.
Hey, if you want three players, Vomitus Prime.
I'm not even going to fucking dignify that with a response.
When white rappers go nuts.
Yeah. Yo.
Yo, I'm a white boy and I like to rap. I'm chilling with a Satanist, don't take no crap. Yeah, sucking on a big black one, motherfucker. Nigga, what? Check, mic, check. Diggy, wiggy, wiggy. Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Yo, bitches ain't shit but chicks and hoes. Straight out of Compton. Black motherfucker named Dead Nigga. Died of the HIV. I'm happy to be a white boy living in New Jersey. Parsippany representing Joe Conti. Meatball marinara.
On the next Conti and Kenny Show.
Catch the Conti and Kenny Show every Monday night at 7 o'clock on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Yo, Satan all up in the hizzy.
Can I stop?
Hi, I'm Greenway's Mac.
And I'm Hooters PC.
Hey, Hooters PC. A good edition of the Hooter and Greenway Show tonight, huh?
As always.
Good job broadcasting it, buddy. You didn't drop the feed one time.
Don't mention it.
So, hey, you got the recording of tonight's show so I can throw it up on the web through GarageBand?
Record?
You know, the recording of tonight's show. You had two things to do tonight. You had to broadcast the show and then you had to record it. But you got the broadcasting part down. Where's the recording?
I remember the program being open, but after I hit record, it gets a little foggy.
Wait, you mean you lost that entire episode of the Hooter and Greenway Show? It's lost for good? You don't have it, the recording?
We'll get them next time, maybe.
I can't believe you can't do more than two things at once, Hooters PC.
Wait. What were we talking about? I was trying to close down the broadcasting program.
I hate you, Hooters PC. I hate you. The Hooter and Greenway Show, live Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, only on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Listen to the Schachter Factor every Wednesday at noon on Cringe Humor Radio, and you can hear semi-original songs just like this one. Mix religion and technology. Here comes Scientology. We jump on couches without apology. Hooray for Scientology. Scientology was created by a guy named L. Ron Hubbard. He was famous for writing science fiction. Fiction as in fake. That's right, I didn't stutter. When you feel like the only kid in town, read Dianetics before age 3. Here's a list of people who are Scientologists, just like you and me. Juliet Lewis hails to Lord Xenu. So do Linda Blair, Paul Haggis, and Hawaiian actor Manu Tupu. I don't know who that is either, but his name rhymes with Xenu. Guess who gets together at the compound in L.A.? The girl who played Punky Brewster and Big Fat Kirstie Alley. Chaka Khan's a Scientologist, and so's the chef from South Park. Put them together, you get a Scientologist whose skin's really dark. You rarely see him at night. You hook yourself to a machine and you give yourself a jolter. All while hanging out with Greta Van Susteren and John Travolta. Both Scientologists. We mix religion and technology. It's time for Scientology. You don't need drugs or psychology. Hooray for Scientology. Mel Gibson. Not a Jew. He's not a Scientologist either. But Beck is. Hey, who knew? I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? We got Lisa Marie Presley and her mother, Priscilla. Sharon Stone used to be a Scientologist, and so was Ghostface Killer. Just kidding, Ghostface. Some people think Sylvester Stallone, maybe. Well, he's not, but guess who is? Dirty Dancing's Patrick Swayze! I carried a watermelon.
so many Scientologists are in the show biz. Tom Cruise's agent isn't, but Tom sure as hell is. Tell your friend he ought to be getting down with Scientology. If you're secretly gay, you'll probably love Scientology. It's fabulous, so skip third period biology. Go home, smoke pot, watch allergy. To hell with meteorology. Hooray, hooray, hooray for Scientology. Happy Kwanzaa, everybody.
Hi, this is Heidi, and if you like guys pissing in a girl's ass, listen to the Chaos Radio Show Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, it's Mike O'Hara. You probably have no idea who the fuck I am. I can tell you what the fuck you're listening to. You're listening to Chaos Radio, only here on Cringe Humor Radio, with Heidi, Rodian, and a shit-dick Chris, wherever the fuck he is.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Jiggle. Uh-huh.
Bam.
Let it bump, though. From standing on the corners bopping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen, for dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard, from the dope spot with the smoke block cleaning the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell was since when y'all niggas know me to fail. Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grips or shots. And if you with me, mama, rubber your tits and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our blocks. And my plot is stick up the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh, let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh, let's hit the Chris and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my nigga Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The Life and Times of Sean Carter, nigga, Volume 2. Y'all niggas get ready.
And welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show. I am Heidi, your host. I didn't talk about this, but I was thinking about going to that Connecticut School of Broadcasting thing. I checked it out. And the more I thought about it, Kieran and I, Kieran from the Lunatic Radio Show and I went over to the CSB on a Saturday and sat through their little orientation spiel.
They're asking if that was the college grad pick.
Yes, I said yes.
Where is it? Yeah, so you're going to CSB.
Went there, checked out their facilities there, and heard their pitch. You know, come here, drop $11,000 to come here. Yeah, I showed it. I showed it to the cam.
Some nice teeth there.
See my teeth in that pic?
What do you mean you see your teeth?
Oh, yeah.
That's all you see.
Teeth.
Big toothy smile.
Yeah, it's a nice smile. It's a pretty smile. You don't think so?
No, you look like you had Katie Holmes' mouth.
Oh, Chris. No, sometimes I do have a crooked smile, but I don't think I do there.
Yeah, you do. I'm just being honest.
Well, usually I notice when I've got that thing going on, the Katie Holmes thing, because at some point in my life, I guess I was in like my mid-20s, I started doing that weird sideways smile thing. And I was like, why is that happening? I see it. I see what you're saying, but it's less pronounced now than it used to be. Yeah, I am doing that, showing the lower teeth there on the side a little bit. That's weird, right?
Yeah, you got Katie Holmes' mouth right there.
I do.
Yeah, you got that smile.
You know what? I never did, though. That's really weird.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Katie Holmes' smile.
After I rough you up, I'm going to speakeasy.
All right, good. Back to CSB.
That's strange. I was really freaked out when I first started seeing pictures of myself with that smiley face, because I was like, what is that? I never did that before. I think it must be all the drugs. Things are starting to sag.
I like that, Mr. G. Way to change the subject, Chris.
Well, I brought it back to CSB. Good.
So I went there, and then I kind of blew them off. Like, they wanted me to call them, and I did, and I talked to the guy, and he was like, whoa, your read was amazing, and you somehow... Oh, the teleprompter reading is usually more difficult for people, and they stumble over words and have a hard time keeping up and making eye contact with the camera and having a relaxed demeanor. But somehow you did so well in the radio read, but you managed to take it up a notch to the TV read, and you really, if this is something you want to do,
and those tits are banging.
yeah. Well, we love compliments. Maybe I'll lick a nipple.
This is like pow right in your face, new man. This is pow.
That was wearing a big, like, turtleneck, like, bulky sweater that
day.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I'm sure it's the tits right is what made him bulky.
Even through that sweater, man, I can see nips, man. Just give me more of that.
They gotta be pancake nips.
It's like Quentin Tarantino teaching broadcast. I love the tits, man. Give me more of it, man. Take it up a notch.
They empower you, right? You feel like you can just,
breasts definitely give a woman a certain degree of power. That's why when girls are 17 and they're booming, they act like assholes because they can.
What was
sort of like you do all the time.
What was your most powerful,
She's about ready to write some notes. She did a little flick of the nose.
Little flick. Am I going to use the red pen or the black?
Let me see over here.
That's my writing noise. So, you're asking me what my most empowered breast moment was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Largest, most empowered.
When I worked at the Ford dealership as a receptionist, I sat on a podium. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people have been to a new car dealer, but they have a big showroom, and there aren't all like this, but mine had a podium. It was a 3-desk podium, but it was just one big long desk. Mm-hmm. And I, as the receptionist, sat in the center. It was elevated, so when people came in and wanted to talk to you, their head was below you when you were sitting. Mm-hmm. So on this elevated podium, mm-hmm. and it was the receptionist, me, in the center, and then I had the two sales managers on either side of me.
Flanked they must me. Have been loving
so
you.
When I would get calls, you know, if there was, they would decide where the calls went. You know what I mean? And it
big
was
big deal. Fuck you.
Well, it was kind of cool doing the job for a while because it really, I had it down to a science. I was very, like, I was on top of it.
Right,
when I would come in, I would take the chair and I would pump it up to its highest position so I could be as high as possible.
Of course.
And I would,
down at everybody.
And I learned that if I dressed sexy, mm-hmm. I got more attention, I got more free stuff, mm-hmm. I got more favors.
Sure.
If I asked a question, it was more likely to be
answered right away.
The way I wanted it to be answered if I was dressed sexy.
Now, was there ever that outfit that you went shopping for when you came to this realization? It was like, oh yeah, this is the one.
I definitely built a whole wardrobe around the job. Yeah,
okay. And what was like, if you had to pick like the one when you were going to ask for that raise, that was the outfit I had to wear.
I had a skirt that was short. And I would wear these, I would wear boots with it. Mm-hmm. And one of the sales, one of the upper management guys told me, made a joke and said, that's your cockpit, or that's your airplane dress, because I can see the cockpit.
Goodbye, reputation.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
But the thing is, I never get...
Stinky prostitute.
Well, I was going to say I never gave
venereal disease
up,
carrying streetwalking.
That would be a lie.
Ah. And what happened then?
You know what, I'll tell you, it's very difficult to resist a true salesman.
Sure. I mean, they just sell you something. Like they got.
There was one guy who I swore up and down I would never... hang out with, and he broke me down. Only one guy. Only one.
Hurry up! I got a hot shit in the chamber.
But, you know, of course, everybody heard about it.
Right.
Yowzer!
It was kind of like,
yowzer!
Like, I'll get the new receptionist.
Right, I'll get her. How long were you in there for?
I don't know. I mean, I ended up being there for over a year in the position, but probably, I don't know, 4 months.
You've got a big mouth.
And that guy went to jail.
For what?
Coke dealing.
Oh, really?
But I never did coke with him.
Oh.
You know your business, I know mine. Your business being an asshole.
It was actually a big story, too.
And figure out a way to have your ass.
He was selling coke. He had Suffolk County cops as partners in the coke dealing.
Oh, this is still in Long Island?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And he was selling out of a Gold's Gym. And, yeah, and it was like a net.
Mm-hmm.
And there were these Suffolk County cops that were involved in it, and it was a big story. It was like, you know, like front page news for a couple weeks.
36 Double D, that was the biggest they were.
At that time, they were small because that's when I had like my surgery and everything, and I was really thin.
Let's talk about something important.
I didn't really intend to talk about so much personal stuff tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
At Sayville Ford, Long Island's Ford giant. I was the voice of Sayville
Ford.
I was the outgoing voice message, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Look at you.
For sales, press 1. Service, press 2.
No, it was
for new sales, press 1. Use sales, press 2. For service, press 3. For accounting, press 4. For all other calls, please press 0 and wait for an operator to assist you.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
I like saying Long Island's Ford giant.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Yep.
It always comes back to that.
Well, the fat man made it funny.
It always comes down to that.
What else? Marion Jones, gold medal Olympiad.
That's a sports story.
Yeah, that's a good segue. She just took the pen and just crossed it out. Like it was nothing.
Everyone knew what was going on right now.
Like it was nothing.
People don't really know what's happening in here. There's a lot of tension.
A lot of tension in the room.
Is there?
You want to fight me? You can't take me. I beat you like a red-headed stepchild.
What are you saying? There's tension in the room. I'm going to catch a clit bombing later?
There's tension in the room. What's the tension for? Just throw it out there.
Are you mad?
Love you.
You mad?
I think you like taking it up the ass. I think you like blowing little boys. That's what I think about you. You're a prick. I like to fucking suck out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. That's what I think, okay?
I don't know how that's relevant, but I do like taking it up the ass.
You filthy, stinky prostitute. You foul, venereal disease-carrying, streetwalking whore.
Hi. Chris.
Yes.
What's up with that?
What's up with what?
Let's see what's on the board. we got topics. We got
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Travel
you
John is going to wait.
Cunt.
Here was my executive decision.
Okay.
I didn't want to go back out to the car.
You didn't want to go back out to
the
car?
I didn't want to go back out to the car.
What would you want to go back out to the car for?
The Travel John is in the car.
You stupid fucking cunt.
But I think as long as we have the Travel John as a topic that has yet to be covered, we're never going to run out of material.
Exactly not. It's up there. It's waiting. It's hoping. But
we could probably structure a whole
Where
show
Where did you learn your trade,
John.
You stupid fucking cunt? You idiot.
If need be.
They could go on for weeks.
But the fact that it's spelled...
I'll go on for an hour.
Board.
Back! Get it!
You heard? Buggle, go, go. What are you doing there?
Nothing.
There was some patent going on.
They're very, go ahead.
You're proud of them. You're more proud of him tonight than
well,
normal.
I've got the new bra on. Have to understand here. It's very supportive. Mm-hmm. There's no underwire.
Right.
But there's like this elastic band at
the
bottom.
Just, okay.
And then what I was saying before is I feel like a 50s pinup with these boobs. It's like
I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it.
Tell you that soundboard's on fire tonight, boys and girls.
I'm saving my Beast of the Ukraine story. We're not covering that.
Beast of the Ukraine.
It's already 11:30. I'm not going there.
Oh, all right.
Andre.
Whoever told you that you could work with men?
Chikatilo.
Who?
Chikatilo.
Tilo Tequila?
Serial killer.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not going there tonight. I'm very interested in possibly starting a recurring bit where I talk about serial killers.
Well,
because I love serial killers.
Sure.
Start with Dexter.
I was named after one.
Right. Well, right. So there's...
what was his real name?
I don't know. It was in Russian.
But it translated to Rodian?
No.
No.
My mother was like, I'll take this word because I like the serial killer.
Can we get your mother in here one night?
Sure.
And ask her about that?
Sure. But I asked her. She's like, why would you name me after a serial killer? He only killed one person. Oh, well, that's
that,
all right.
That means he's not a serial killer.
No.
Was he psychotic, though? Was that the issue?
I don't know if he was psychotic. He was just really pissed off with his chick, and he just couldn't take it anymore.
So that's not a serial killer.
Sounds like...
Look, a serial killer has an M.O. He kills, he picks his victims.
Right.
It's not,
he had to think about it methodically, see how what effect it would have, you know?
Serial killer kills again and again.
All right. Who is the first? Who's the, if he's all right? If you're gonna start off the recurring theme, who's gonna be the first guy you talk about?
I want to talk about Andrei Chikatilo.
Andrei Chikatilo,
Beast of the Ukraine.
Beast of the Ukraine.
Have you ever watched the Notorious on Bio? Notorious, it's called.
No. It was like Most Evil, like on one of those
like stuff? Most Evil.
Most Evil, I watched.
I watched Most Evil the other night. Let's see, who did I see on Most Evil? Was a guy who. He killed these two chicks, and the mom of the one girl was on death row, and his time was coming up, and she had kept requesting to meet with him,
right?
And he always declined,
right? Right.
But finally, right before he was going to be executed,
he agreed
to meet with her.
And how was that?
I didn't see what happened at the end, but like I was watching it, but still, let me tell you something, not as good as Notorious.
No.
Notorious
like
on
the
biography,
title, you know?
they make it so creepy, and they show you like the actual like police file like photos,
good.
And so
the
you get to see the actual like
the
crime scenes, you know. And for some reason, I am just absolutely obsessed with that shit. I could watch that forever, and I always like starting when I was in high school. They were putting out like a playing card deck.
Oh yeah, and there was a whole beef about that. Yeah, there was a whole thing.
And I was like, I have to have that.
Did you get them?
I didn't.
Oh.
But
what are you gonna say about the Dark Knight?
Why?
What does that say? Topic not on the board.
Something we should discuss next week.
Right.
Why do we have to look? Here's the thing: we had topics I came up with this week, and I know I'm supposed to.
I'll tell you, that's a look. I mean, she's pulling them out. Look at that, man! I mean, there's like two pages.
Hey, don't disrespect the board.
Look,
the board is here to help
us. I don't disrespect the board, and I appreciate
the board
for what it has to offer. However, look, all right, whatever.
No, say it. Go ahead.
Here I have Mark Hamill on The Dark Knight.
Why? What did Mark Hamill say?
Mark Hamill, who, you know him as Luke Skywalker.
Of course.
But he's also the voice of
the Joker
on the Batman the Animated Series.
Right.
And he's done what people say, is a, really landmark performance. He's created a Joker.
Absolutely.
That is like the Joker.
Absolutely, right.
Right?
Sure.
Well, so a lot of people said he should have been cast as the Joker in The Dark Knight.
I wouldn't go that far.
Right, okay. Well,
maybe he's too old.
But Mark Hamill, being the stand-up guy that he is, being the gem that he is, had nothing but good things to say. He gets it. He gets the casting of Heath Ledger.
Sure.
And he's sure that Heath Ledger is going to be awesome and that the movie is going to be awesome, and he can't wait to see
this
it.
This is real. He said he gave
Mark good... Hamill can't wait to see it.
See that? That's why he's fucking Luke Skywalker.
He's such a good guy. He really is such a good guy.
It's Luke Skywalker. I can't wait to see Dark Knight. That was like, I love it, man. Chris Nolan, fucking Memento. As soon as I heard he was going to be the director, I was like,
can you wait to see Superman, the next Superman movie?
What's happening here now?
Well, so I saw an article that Brandon Routh guy is not going to play Superman again.
He's not, okay.
Apparently people didn't want to faggot him.
but you said this whole thing, you were saying before that he was gay.
There was a lot.
He was gay.
There was a lot
he
of.
He is gay.
There was, you know, a lot of people didn't like it.
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
I hated it. I hated Superman Returns.
Well, here's the thing. It was on cable, and I watched it with my kid.
Come on.
My 11-year-old.
What do you think now?
And she loved it. She's just a stupid kid. But this is what I'm saying. There's an audience for every film. She was completely blown away by it.
Thought Superman Returns was awesome.
Was like,
did she ever see the original?
Awesome!
Did she ever see the original?
I don't think so, but Rodian, the point is, to her, it was like exactly right. It was so
good. She doesn't know any better.
And somebody, I said something to her about the Superman, and she was like, he's so good looking. She was like completely.
I can't tell you how mad.
All right.
So Superman Returns appeals to, you know.
So the next movie.
Stupid kids and fucking faggots.
They're going to focus on making a Justice League movie, right?
I heard about it.
Which is cool, right? Because Justice League is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to see all the superheroes, and I want to see. So whoever they cast as the Superman for the Justice League, they think they're going to use that Superman for the next Superman.
Okay, so first is Justice. The Justice League
movie
is coming out
until 2009. So you're looking at least 2010 before Superman. The guy that we saw,
I don't remember what his name is now, but we saw on IMDb who they have like rumored to be cast. I don't really care for his look as Superman, but it's just a rumor. So we still don't really know who's going to be Superman.
I heard that Christian Bale,
Bale is Batman.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be Batman in the Justice League movie.
Oh, he doesn't want to be Batman
in the Justice League movie.
All right.
The guy's name is Scott Porter, who's going to be Superman. There's rumored to be Superman.
Scott Porter?
What about Batman? Do they have a Batman rumor?
No, they don't.
But you liked Superman Returns. I remember you liked it.
Yeah,
Scott Porter is in a movie called Speed Racer coming out in 2008. He's Rex Racer.
Because, Rodian, I keep these things in perspective. To me, the first Superman movie is super cheesy. It's so cheesy. It's a great movie, but it's super cheesy.
The first Superman movie is cheesy?
It's great, but it's super cheesy. Come on, can you read my mind?
You're just a dumb bro.
You know what pisses me off?
How could you hate the first two Superman movies? It's impossible.
Who said hate?
I said they're cheesy. They're not cheesy at all.
I mean, I can understand maybe a little bit of Superman 2.
I didn't say hate.
Because Donner had nothing to do with it.
Quip in the chat room. It is cheesy, but it's classic. And I grant that, and I agree. I love the film. But it's cheesy. You just don't. You remember this film from a perspective that you had
and
when Deej you were
says
a young
that Bale got,
kid.
Got cast in the new Terminator movie.
Oh, that's why. That's who it is. Bale's gonna be Connor.
Oh, he's gonna be Connor.
That's cool.
I enjoy him. I think he's a good actor, and I like him as Batman. And I'm looking forward to The Dark Knight.
I can't wait.
I hated
Superman Returns with that fucking kid and that big fucking head of his.
Mr. Deej is saying Adam Brody would be a good Flash, and he is listed as the rumored choice for Flash.
And the article about Superman said the Superman didn't test well. He didn't test well.
So this new guy?
No, the other
Brandon
guy.
Brandon Roth?
Routh, whatever.
Which means they thought he was a little gay.
I hated all of them.
We can't be having no queers as Superman.
We can't have any ball lickers as the Man
and then,
of Steel.
It was Green Lantern. And Chris was disappointed that they were casting a black Green Lantern. Man, but that's the Justice
the
League.
The black Green Lantern stinks.
Doesn't stink.
You gotta
think white Green Lantern is better because he's white, damn it. He's white.
Well, you know, can't argue with that, but you know.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it.
And Katie Holmes, according to Deej in the chat room, gave up a role in Dark Knight to do Mad Money.
So who's going
to buy? I think that has to have been an executive decision made by her,
number two, by the second in
her
command,
contractual
number
spouse,
two. Right? By the second in command.
So who's going to play Bitch Dawes or whatever her name is?
Bitch Dawes.
Rachel Dawes. Who's going to play Rachel Dawes?
What's her name? Gyllenhaal's sister.
Yeah, it's
Maggie Gyllenhaal. Says Maggie Gyllenhaal is the new Rachel.
Wow, that's weird. That's a different look.
Chris loves her.
She's good. I like her.
You see her in what's that movie? Mm-hmm. Where she's just...
The Secretary?
Secretary.
Where she's just fucking
classic.
Taking it.
Classic.
They bent her over the desk and there's dog there. That's a good scene.
She is a good actor. I enjoy her acting.
So guess who's playing Green Lantern? Common, who's a rapper.
Bullshit!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's around rapping. I get a rapper to play. Yo, dog! I'm Green Lantern, yo! What are you gonna do? Watch the powers out of my ring, son!
I got 99 problems, but a power ring ain't one!
Yeah.
That's disgusting, man. What are they doing?
It's not disgusting. You like Justice League. You don't like the Green Lantern from the animated Justice League?
No, but not Common. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
I don't even know
who
he is.
The only reason why I know who Common is because I saw parts of that movie, which I can't stand, with Alicia Keys. She's like some, she's got guns and
what?
And,
wait a minute. The last time I talked to you, you said you wouldn't see that movie because Alicia Keys was in it, and I assured you that it was a really good movie.
No, I don't want to watch it. I'm flipping through the channels.
Common's not in
and
the movie.
I see this Smoking girl Aces? With thigh-high boots, and I'm like, oh, wait, what's this? I'm like, oh, wait, here it is.
I'm telling you, you're missing out on the good shit because that was a fine film, and she was very good in it. You don't get, like, you're watching it, and it's not like, oh, it's Alicia Keys. She plays the character. Maybe he was in it. I don't know.
The one scene that I saw was this like almost half naked chick, I think, which is her, is getting carried in the stairs by Common. That's the part I saw.
Oh, that's him.
That's Common. That's him.
I didn't know that.
He's gonna be Green Lantern. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What are you gonna do?
When are we gonna have that Predator interview?
I don't know.
I mean, Predator came out a long
time
ago.
Well, don't you think we should write some
questions
for
Predator.
Predator.
I mean, I think he'd be pretty
upset if we finally book this guy next week?
Predator.
You want to book him? All right, we'll see if we can get him. I mean,
he's, you know, he was...
Have you seen, what was that, Alien versus Predator, right? The second movie?
But, you know, he wants to come on the show.
All right, then, yeah, it's cool.
Next week.
I don't want to have this 8-foot monster in here. We don't got any questions.
Next week,
and you'll hate that movie also. But I enjoy that shit. To me, I can put it in its place, Rodian. I can put the cheese. I can put the bad script writing. I can put the shitty weak character in its place,
next week, I can enjoy the film.
Next week, the Predator will be here.
If he agrees to come on, if we have questions. I don't want
to
have.
We have to be ready. Are you guys ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. So next week.
I just don't want some 8-foot monster. You know.
He said he'll come out whenever.
All right.
We can't just have him call in.
Oh, no.
What?
Tri-State says Marlon Wayans is cast as Ripcord in the new G.I. Joe movie.
What?
That's so wrong.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know there was a G.I. Joe movie.
Man? Yeah. And
who's playing Duke?
There's this whole beef that they're changing it from, a great American hero to a great international hero. That it can't just be American anymore. It's got to be the whole fucking world.
That's wrong.
Yeah, of course it is, man. I don't understand what they're doing, man. I just don't get it.
Sienna Miller is the Baroness.
Sienna.
She's hot.
Yeah. Well, the Baroness is supposed to be a piece of ass, you know.
Rachel Nichols is the... Rachel Nichols?
Who's Rachel Nichols?
Rachel Nichols is the Scarlet.
Who's Rachel Nichols?
I don't know. I thought she was someone else, but...
You thought Katie Holmes is a writing Superman Returns with that fucking head? With that head?
Oh, you mean Batman
Superman
Returns. No, what's her name? That
Kate Bosworth?
Bosworth.
I didn't like her. No, I didn't like her. I liked Katie Holmes at the end of Batman.
Ray Park is Snake Eyes.
With the hard nips and the satin blouse.
You saw that?
I always thought Ray Park was black. I mean, I always thought Snake Eyes was black for some reason.
No, you never saw what happened. He was just this mute fucking killer. He's just killing everybody.
They don't have a Duke cast.
Nah, yeah. Hopefully it'll be Don Johnson.
See, Young Hung Lee is Storm Shadow, though.
G.I. Joe, the cartoon, was a little bit after my time, because when I was a kid, G.I. Joe was like the 12-inch action figure with the real-life
Kung Fu grip.
Mm-hmm.
Kung Fu grip, right, a Kung Fu grip.
Uh-oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it.
Who?
The guy from, what was that show?
Huh?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, the kid from Third Rock.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that squinty-eyed fuck.
I can't stand that guy.
Who's going to play him? Well, I mean, who's he going to play?
Who knows? They don't know what they're doing, man. None of these fucking guys. Even Transformers. Transformers sucked.
I didn't even watch it yet.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah, it's fucking, you know, I mean, God, man.
I heard good things.
Good things.
I'm convinced of this, and we've talked about this before, and you deny it. But you've built up an image in your mind of what how your memory represents it to you, and
yeah,
what you see
I have
now,
a memory of it being
live
good.
Up to it. But the,
and
but
then what I see now, which
but
sucks.
You have to understand that when you're younger, your perception is different, and you have it in your mind like it was so awesome. Like, oh, here's a perfect example. When I was a kid, we got free HBO for a week, and I would sneak out of my bed to watch the late night programming so I could maybe see something.
Right.
And the movie Hard Bodies was on, and I thought it was the hottest, sexiest thing I had ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I was like, oh, oh, and it's so dirty. And then, as an adult, I was like flipping through the channels, and I was like, Hard Bodies is on. And
I remember jerking off four times this movie.
Wait a minute. This isn't how I remember it. This is stupid. And like, what? And like, I'm watching the scenes and realizing that as a kid, it was so titillating and, you know, hot to me. But now as an adult, it was just nonsense and stupid.
But I get what you're saying. But you're comparing, you watch a porno, you don't give a damn about the story. You understand? You just want to see the fucking rawness. You want to see that raunchiness, that, the spit in the eye and everything.
I know.
Listen, man, I can tell, look, even G.I. Joe the movie I thought was sucked. Mm-hmm. But the cartoons were great. He's an American hero. And now they want to change the international hero. Because now we got to fucking stop everybody. Al-Qaeda and all these fucking animals out there. You got Superman Returns. That movie sucked. It sucked. They got millions and millions of dollars and they put out this shit. Anyway.
I thought it had a certain amount of entertainment value, and I dug it.
You liked it because you were studying the geology stuff, and you know Kevin Spacey was
that was fun for me, definitely. But I mean, look.
You want to move on to the next thing here?
Yeah.
What's the next thing?
I'm getting fucking heated.
Andy Dick.
You don't like Andy Dick. Right?
I don't like Andy Dick. It's gonna get personal.
Let's get rid of text messages real quick.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
okay.
definitely touch on text messages.
Okay.
I didn't get to talk to him this last week, but I don't have an unlimited...
All y'all niggas and your goddamn text messages.
I don't have an unlimited text message plan.
Nor do I.
It, 15 cents a minute or something?
I don't know what it is.
I have, on my plan, I get 50 a month, which was only a problem when my kids started text messaging.
Oh.
And then it's 10 cents per each additional text message.
Okay. So how many text messages did you rack up
Hasn't
during
been a
the
problem
holidays?
For me. Hasn't been a problem for me.
Okay.
Let's
break it down now.
I have this plan that I've had for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's $34.99, free nights and weekends.
He's got an amazing plan. That's super cheap.
Bitch, you better control yourself.
That's really cheap.
1,000 anytime minutes, free nights and weekends, $34.99.
That's so cheap.
But if I try and like upgrade so I get text messages and stuff, I lose.
Throws it
the
all
plan.
Off.
So I have to keep it. I have to keep the and just keep the text messages to a minimum,
right?
In order for it to make sense. On New Year's Eve night, or New Year's Day, or whatever the hell, after the ball dropped,
right?
I received...
Wait for it.
24 text messages.
Nice!
24 fucking text messages. 24.
All right? That's...
And these text messages...
They just kept on coming, right?
Let me just get my phone that's out there.
They just kept on coming. You got... All right.
I'll read you the most ridiculous. Keep talking.
How much are these text messages a pop after your...
I don't even know.
Because mine are 15 cents.
Mine are 10 cents. Go ahead.
Yeah. A smile is a sign of joy. A kiss is a sign of love.
What?
A laugh is a sign of happiness. And a friend like me, well, that's a sign of fucking good taste. Happy New Year. I don't want that text message. I think it's a goddamn
waste.
That's
a horrible text message.
Who's sending you that?
I'm going to keep his identity because that's just wrong. I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Jesus God.
I wish you and your loved ones an abundance of blessings. Hope that every year is more prosperous than the next. I hope everyone enjoys their night and stay safe.
Yeah. There was a lot of be safe.
Be safe, right?
Now, I got one. I got one text message.
I will out Kieran. He says, Happy New Year, people. Be safe.
That's the one I got.
But have a good time tonight.
I only got one text message. A general. Mine was a general, and it was from Kieran. He got it also. And I knew by the people.
Right.
Obviously, Happy New Year, people.
So, yeah.
I've been lumped in. That's fine. I still got one from my buddy Kieran from the Lunatic Radio Show. But here's the thing about Kieran. Now, he complains all the time about his Sprint bill and how he's fucked by Sprint and how there's been too many text messages this month. He got charged for every single one of those text messages that went out. I didn't send him a text message saying Happy New Year, expecting one back. He took it upon himself to send out this text message.
I'll drop this name, though.
Go ahead.
This is the one I got. Happy New Year. Bobby has spoken to Senator McCain and his people, and he agreed for an interview for Spectrum, and would like to do it early this month.
You got a work text message on New Year's?
Yeah, I got a work text
message. You got a work-related text message?
Right out of the fucking ball drop, I got a fucking work text message.
Oh, my God. Holy Jesus.
And then,
that's probably worse than the other fucking text messages.
Yeah. Oh. Great. I got an interview with John McCain. Awesome. I don't need to know it.
I'll ask him about his wooden teeth.
I don't need to know it at 12:03.
I got grief from my kid's friend for not having unlimited text messaging. It's only $5 more a month.
Only? Only, you little
bastard. Maybe on your plan, you little asshole.
You little bastard.
I know you've got Verizon. I've got something else. None of your business how much it costs me to add unlimited to my account.
And I know mommy and daddy's paying for that fucking account.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a fucking job.
Exactly.
Useless fucking kid.
Get unlimited. It's only $5 a month.
Yeah.
You're 11. Mind your business.
Those are some of the text messages I got.
Unbelievable.
Can you just fucking call me and leave a message?
Stop with the fucking text messages. Seriously.
It's cheaper to call me and leave a text than leave a message.
But hold on a second, Chris. Your plan is what, $34.99 a month, you said? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how much extra you pay. Because mine is almost $100 a month.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Jesus.
Can't
God.
Do that. That's insane.
Oh, I thought somebody just kicked me in the balls.
Just pay what your bill is.
No, I don't want to pay for text messages that I don't need. I don't need this text message.
I don't need.
You're right.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Who are you calling at $100 a month?
I want a text message award.
Are you hooked up with NASA or something?
No. Happy fucking New Year. All right, go fuck yourself. You just cost
You know it's more pissy. You know what pisses me off more than that?
And I get this one. Happy New Year from New York City. Woohoo!
From New York City.
Who? I'm in New York City. You fuck.
I'm saying Happy New Year.
Now you understand why you got that one. Here's the thing. We've reached the next level with the text messaging. Everybody is sending out mass text messages, so it's time to have unlimited text messaging. You understand? It's gotten to that point where it is the preferred method of communication. Happy New Year from New York, woohoo, is from somebody who obviously sent it out to a load of people, right? Who's excited that they're in New York for New Year's. this is what's happening now. This is how people are communicating.
I don't like it, Heidi, and I want it changed.
I'm not good with that stuff. I hate emails and instant messaging.
50 text messages a month was enough to communicate with Chris and whatever other friends.
Right.
I'll send less than 50 text messages a month.
My boss, get an unlimited plan.
It's only $5.
Why don't you fucking pay for it if you're sending me work text messages?
Why doesn't she pay for it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a business expense.
If you're in your line of work, your cell phone should absolutely
Hey, come! Give me a fucking business plan.
That feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, Chris? That's that release there. You know what I hate about these text messages? I finally had to get a cell phone because fucking what was that? Smart beep. They called me and left a message on my beeper and said, "We're gonna have to cancel your service because there's just no more money in this anymore. $1.99 a month, we can't do it.
No more Sky Pager.
Wasn't it like $1.99 a year?
So cheap.
It was so cheap.
So cheap. I think I had like a 6-month contract that was like $6 or something like
I
that.
I get the bill and it's like, hey, $12 for the whole year. If you pay now, we take off an extra $2. Oh, $10?
Sure.
I'm writing the check now. Mailing it out the same day.
Sure, why not?
Me and my friends, we had all the numerical
codes, yeah, boobs.
So it was like you would get a message that...
Let's go to bed.
Yeah.
You would know where they were
right.
By numbers. Mm-hmm. You would know where they were. You would know how urgent it was for them to speak to you. Mm-hmm. You would know if they needed to know where you were. Right. You know, that kind of thing.
What was it? 123, call me back. 911 was... And then everybody had to put 911 after every beep you called. Hey, what's going on? Oh, nothing. What are you doing? This is what you put 911 for, you cocksucker. I'm thinking it's a brawl. You're getting jumped and you want to know what I'm doing. Go fuck yourself. That's what I'm doing tonight. Click.
143 was I love you.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And,
why is that, Heidi?
The best was that.
Because each number represents the number
when
of
you were in the
words,
car, when you were in the you're
words.
In the car with three of your friends and your fourth friend wasn't there and when all of your pagers go off within like 30 seconds of each other,
you know it's
from that fourth friend wanting to know why the fuck the three of you were out together and not with her.
Why aren't our texts, our beeps together?
Mm-hmm. I had a beeper in high school, and that was just strictly for business.
Really?
Because you were dealing drugs.
For business, motherfucker.
What kind of business, Chris?
People asked me for my paging number. I said, man, I ain't doing business with you. I gotta keep this shit clear, son. This is for business.
I finally had to give up my pager, and then I go out and get a cell phone, and I'm in my friend's car. We're going, and this fucking guy text messages me while I'm in the car. He's literally driving. I'm in the passenger seat. He text messages me. He's going, "Hey, congratulations, you got a cell phone." I'm like, you fucking, I gotta pay for that. You could have just told me. You're sitting next to me, you dick.
Hold on a second.
That's 15 cents out of my pocket.
I just have to say this. My pager number was 558-WORD. I got to pick my number, and I went with WORD.
Doesn't that just make you boil?
I'm just saying. 558-WORD.
Well, whatever helps you sleep at night, bitch.
Mine was 917-793-8192.
Did it spell anything?
No.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it wasn't that cool.
I was just like, yo, it's 558 WORD.
WORD.
I don't even remember my first cell phone number.
Yeah, you do. Don't fucking lie, man. Trying to think you're cool.
I don't either.
I've had this beep. This is my cell phone now I've had for like...
Long time.
My cell phone number that I have now is my Sprint number, and they switched it over to AT&T for me.
Was that when that whole thing was going on in the news where you can switch out your number to anybody?
Yes, but you know what I
also... If you can't be at least mildly interesting, then shut the hell up.
Listen, you know what? That doesn't help me, ass. That doesn't help me. And if anybody wonders why I have low self-esteem or why I always beat myself up, it's because of you.
Okay, motherfucker!
You beat yourself? That's cool.
Shut up!
I mean, is this guy something or is he something?
This crew is good.
This crew is good.
You want to know what they're looking at?
Can you do that again, please?
Looking at what? What? Do what?
They're looking at us. The police.
Whoever told you that you could work with men?
What do you want to do? She pokes me with an open pen.
Thanks. Such a jerk.
This is the shit you gave me anyway.
When you die, you're going to regret the things you don't do.
We could die.
What did you want me to do again? What did you want me to do again?
Individuals.
What was that?
This crew is good.
What? This crew is good?
Yeah. I hate you.
This crew is good.
All right. And not what?
And now it's the sports segment featuring Chaos Chris.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
With your sports update.
I got your email about Brian, and
he's not doing good.
I don't like hearing that.
No, it's real, man.
Sure you don't like hearing that. I hope he dies. That's what he's thinking.
It's a joke.
Thanks for ratting me out.
But, now he's got a...
What, are they bleeping it out or something?
Like, old shit going on, man. He got hit hard. No, he's getting raided on by the kids. I mean, I know, man. Your kids are getting hit too, man.
Yeah, they're getting... It's not good.
Fuck your kid!
He's a millionaire, you cocksucker!
Fuck your kids!
I could give a rat's ass about the Hall of Fame.
They scooped the dirt up off the mound in Yankee Stadium. I watched it. You fucking...
Out east in one bedroom
piece of shit.
Place.
I could give a rat's ass about the Hall of Fame.
I'm out east in a one-bedroom place I'm paying for because I got 30 reporters showing up at my house. Same got going on. You know, I had to pay the security, my attorneys. I mean, this is bullshit.
I've just been catching what I get, you know, some little bit off TV and media and then what I'm trying to do.
Do you hear what I'm saying? I need money.
I just can't, like I said, everybody asks me about you and I tell them I treat you like I treat anybody else in the world.
Like shit. I treat you like garbage.
I think you know that. Treat you just like anybody else.
Why is this guy poor?
No, you treat me like family.
This is supposed to be the smoking gun, right? This is supposed to be like the thing that exonerates Clemens.
I know that,
Roger, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I got it. Mac, I'm doing a press conference. And
I am doing a press conference.
You want me to go? You want me to show up?
I'm gonna just tell the truth, flat out tell the truth. And but it never seems to get behind me. I mean, I had to deal with the...
Why wouldn't he just say, yeah, come and fucking come?
Because he can't say it. He's gotta dance around the issue so that it sounds like he's saying that he didn't do anything, so that this wife...
It's the most absurd thing. The call proves nothing.
Nothing.
But it's like, what you're doing here is like, alright, so, if you say, you're calling this guy, I got a press conference on Monday.
You can show up and say that you were wrong.
Clemens is like, alright, what do you want me to do? And the guy's like, and Clemens is like, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell the truth.
I gotta tell the truth.
He's cuz.
And then the other guy goes, you want me to come up? Come up!
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
But he can't. See, look, Clemens, he's gotta say, he's gotta go around it so that it sounds like he's saying that I didn't do nothing and you're fucking lying. But he can't come out and say it because, you know, the guys on the other end of the line would be like, oh, wait, what are you talking about? I told the truth. What are you saying?
The L.A. Times story, and all I got was an apology when they found out that wasn't true. I had to deal with that. And, you know, like I said, I asked you about the...
That was the greatest thing in the world.
The other thing is, I don't know how many months ago it was, I asked you, you know, I didn't know who this cat was in the New York Mets, this guy.
is that? You see the video, Clemens sitting there. Like, this is, like, yeah, that's right, this is the call. Like, it's proving something.
Nodding the head.
I just don't know why, and like I said, I got the press conference Monday, and I need to, you know, somebody's got to come tell the truth.
Now, Roger, Roger, tell me what the you want me to do.
Here it is.
What do you want me to do? My son is dying. He's 10.
I understand that. And Matt, listen to me. That's why I answered your email immediately. There's more, you know, for me, there's more important things to me, and those things are important to me. I just had my college coach son pass away. I got to go to his funeral.
What?
It's on Monday, the same time I'm supposed to have this press conference.
Right.
And so I just need, you know, like I said, I'm telling the truth.
Our laws are pretty disrupted.
And
tell me what you want me to do.
Here, here, here.
I told you in the email.
Yeah, I understand that.
What do you want me to do? I'll go to jail. I'll do whatever you want.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah,
I just need somebody to tell the truth, Mac.
What do you want me to do right now?
It's ridiculous.
What do you want me to do right now, Roger?
It's being ridiculous.
What do you... who, me?
No, no, I said everything.
Right? Roger, I'm in a one bedroom thing with Dan Lurie Waits from 1945.
What? What?
It makes no sense. Look, the call.
Tell me what you want me to do.
Tell him.
I'm firing my lawyers. I'm getting rid of everybody. I have nothing. What do you want me to do?
I want you to come and lie for me.
My kids are gone. What do you want me to do?
He's crying.
Oh, no.
I didn't do this, Mac. Let me just.
Fine.
I didn't do it, and just. I need some, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get a direction and trying to comfort everybody. And like I said, you know what I think about your wife and your boys. You know that. Really? I don't think I've left that uncovered one bit.
My wife and my boys are more important.
That's what's just eating.
Because I am the rocket.
Everybody's equal, but some are more equal than others.
So,
that's right.
I mean, let me just give me a little time here tonight, and just give me a little time, and
give me a little time to rat to record this and rat you out.
Told me that, and you know about your boys, and because I don't want they can't. I know over the years the up and down.
No, really, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's nonsense. All of our boys. It's nonsense,
and it's killing them right now. Casey's just like they're all in just a state. And it's just, you know. Like,
what are you talking about?
Found out the father's not a fucking superhero. He's not the greatest fucking guy in the world.
So I just need somebody to tell the truth and let me just, I got a visit with, some people.
Come on.
And, because, like I said, I'm just devastated by this and I mean, that's just where I'm at.
Has the nerve to play this at a press conference.
I'm upset. I'm shocked by some of the other things that have been said. And I just know that I didn't do it. And we need to move on from there.
Just tell me what you want me to do.
Let me just get back with you, bro. I just can't. I mean, I'm about ready. You know, like I said, I'm.
Yeah, let me get back to you when the phone call is not being recorded.
I know I'm recording this.
Again,
so
I'm
going to say one more time. Somebody needs to tell the truth.
With your boy.
I.e., I didn't do steroids.
Right.
What? Do you have any?
What's Clemens' reaction once the tape is over? Does he like look up at the cameras like, oh, you see?
Yeah. He goes.
Does that prove it to you?
He said, I've said enough, and walks off.
Yeah, I saw that part.
It's not about records and heroes and numbers. I could give a rat's ass about that.
I like that.
This is about my health. I've always been concerned about my health, what I put in my body.
Right.
Okay? It's the same spiel that I go on when I talk to these college kids. And I'm going to have an opportunity to talk on Friday to some coaches about coaching and teaching, which, again, that's gotten distorted. Like, you can't believe that they didn't want me to come. Every time I've talked to these people, they've all been supportive of me coming. But that's not been reported correctly.
There must be something about Texas.
Okay?
I guess. I mean,
all you have to do is
they kill people left and right.
Just a little bit. Okay? And that's what we've been doing. And ever since I've been looking at, I haven't read the entire Mitchell report. I read what's instead about me in there. That's what I'm concerned about. And I know what's untrue in that entire deal. Now I'm going to go through all this. I'm going to pay a lot of money to try and defend myself again from all the lies.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you prove a negative? Do I just keep shelling out millions? Is that what I do? And at the end of the day?
Yeah, look at Clemens. All
and at the end of the day,
he's like,
what are you talking about?
We're sorry, and an apology. That's what I. That's what I'll get out of this. So when I made my statement, and I got another asinine question the other day about the Hall of Fame. You think that I played my career because I'm worried about the damn Hall of Fame?
Yes.
I could give a rat's ass about that also.
Rat's ass.
If you have a vote and it's because of this, you keep your vote. I don't need the Hall of Fame to justify that I put my butt on the line and I work my tail off.
He should be president.
I'm not going to lie anybody to say I did it by cheating or taking any shortcuts. Okay? I made a statement through this man when it first happened. I made a statement through my foundation. That wasn't good enough. And now I'm here doing this. I cannot wait to go into the private sector and hopefully never have to answer it again.
Yeah, yeah, here.
Yeah.
Look.
I've said enough.
Sure you have.
Latest. Latest.
You can't wait to get out of the spotlight, to not be famous, to not fucking milk the New York Yankees for every cent that they could possibly give you, and take all the fucking adoration that their fans had to offer you, and fucking make your records, and then walk off, go back to Texas, play for Texas, talk shit about New York. You motherfucker.
You motherfucker, you.
You know, gather up this big I'm retiring hoopla in New York so that everybody comes out and honors you, and then go on to just keep playing baseball.
Well, I don't understand, like, what private sector is he talking about?
He just wants to be out of the spotlight. He's, you know, right, like he's in the military.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, where are you going?
Like he's an elected official.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like these guys, I'm leaving the White House because I'm going to go to the private sector.
Right.
Where are you going?
Right.
Where are you going? You gonna work at a Denny's or something?
Fucking
where are you
whining
going?
Cunt, you fucking spoiled brat, Texan piece of fucking shit. I hate Roger Clemens. I hate him.
Oh my god.
Still think he's innocent, bro?
I didn't say he was innocent.
Look, and that phone call proves
you
nothing.
Him. I didn't say I believed him.
Yeah, you did. Let's read. I can't be accountable.
Chris, you know, ideally you would have audio pulled up of Rodian yelling about how Roger Clemens says.
Next week, I'll have it next week.
I don't even remember that.
He goes, he's saying he didn't do it, and I believe him. That's the way it is.
So then the funny thing is that, you know, Rudy Giuliani claims to be a Yankee fan.
Oh, yeah.
This is my sports
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, well, that is, she's a man.
Well, this is my...
She's a whore for answering.
I got a man.
God forbid you let one of us speak. Jeez. Go ahead with your story.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You want to tell the story?
No, stand your hour.
Go ahead, you tell a story.
No, go ahead. It's your story.
Yeah, it's all you.
I just had the quote.
I have commentary on it.
So Rudy Giuliani claims to be a Yankee fan.
Right.
But he seems to know less about baseball than the average New Yorker. And I guess that can be attributed to the fact that he's got more important things on his mind.
Yeah, you know, like providing security for his poor, you know.
But if you claim to be a Yankee fan, if you claim to be a fan of baseball, it seems like maybe you should know a little bit about the more popular news that goes on in the sport.
Okay.
Here's the quote from Rudy Giuliani. Is Bobby Bonds' record a legitimate record that A-Rod should be shooting for, or should A-Rod be judged by the Babe Ruth standard, assuming A-Rod did not take steroids? You know who Bobby Bonds is?
I don't know who Bobby Bonds is.
He's Barry Bonds.
I know who Barry Bonds
dad.
Is.
Dad.
Oh, okay.
And?
Bobby Bonds is Barry Bonds' dad, who does not hold a record for hitting home runs. Barry Bonds holds a record for hitting home runs.
Okay.
And the record would not be Babe Ruth's record to beat. It would be
Yeah, but he's black.
Yeah, well, Hank Aaron, but you know.
Well, first of all, Bobby Bonds was a Yankee for a long time, so he could have just slipped and made the mistake there.
So you think he was referring specifically to breaking Yankee records?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, the Yankee records are the ones everybody was going after.
I thought it was
as long as hitting streak.
But
right,
he was but I'm pretty sure he was talking about
no,
Barry Bonds.
But I think Bobby Bonds slips because Bobby Bonds spent a lot of time in New York. If he's a Yankee fan, he made an honest mistake. The Babe Ruth factor is just a lot of people don't acknowledge anyone else but Babe Ruth as the home run king.
Right.
I can't kill him on that.
You can't?
I still support him for president. Go Rudy.
Oh, Jesus.
That's your commentary?
Wow. I was, you know, I'm a little let down with that.
First of all, I don't see, like, what's the big deal. I don't see it as a big deal. You know?
I don't know. Why? My thing was, didn't Giuliani go over to, he was in Boston, and he was saying how much he liked the Boston Red Sox after all those years of being, you know, having those bets with the Boston mayor.
Well, you know, I guess if he was looking for votes in Boston.
Right, so.
Well, all he was saying was complimenting them on having a great franchise, which they do have, so.
Alright.
How about Olympic track star Marion Jones?
That fucking whore is a fall from grace, man.
She's got a body on her, man.
Dude, that's tight! This girl was.
Tight!
She was the number one female athlete in the world. Okay?
She smells like cocoa butter.
Fucking records. Gold medals, sponsorship deals up the ass.
Yep.
What happens there?
She's going to jail.
She goes to jail like a crack hoe.
Six months in jail. They gave her 6 months in jail.
For some check cashing scheme that she was involved in.
No.
Check cashing?
Yeah.
No, that's not why she's going to
jail. Yeah, that's what it is.
She's going to jail for lying about.
Lying on the road. That's perjury.
That's a different thing. She doesn't face that trial. This is something else.
No. She's being sentenced
I'm
to
telling
six
you,
months
it's a check cashing scheme she was involved in.
No.
Yeah, it is. They were talking about it all day on HBN. That's what she's going to jail for.
I heard
they said nothing about that on 1010 Wins. It was all about that she perjured herself. And I saw it
she's
online.
She's on trial for that, too.
And I saw it online as well.
She's on trial for that, too.
I heard on 1010 Wins that her lawyer was like, she's getting 25% of the time
that
Michael
Vick
did.
That wasn't her lawyer. That was her cousin.
Oh, it was a cousin? All
her cousin says she's getting 25% of the sentence that Michael Vick got. How can you compare?
How can you justify that?
He actually used the word, how can you compare the two? Well, you can compare the two by the fact that they're both crimes punishable by law and time in prison.
Oh, well, you know, if you put it like that.
This girl had it all in her hands, man. And this is what's going on. It's a sad thing. She was a good star, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? She was a very personable, you know, lady and...
Well-spoken.
She was a good-looking chick. All that. Would you bang Marion Jones?
Mr. Deitch says, from ESPN, the former Olympic track gold medalist was sentenced to 6 months in prison for lying to investigators about using performance-enhancing drugs and her role in check fraud scam.
There you go.
It has both.
Both.
Right. Lying to investigators.
Right. I thought it was just one, but there it goes. What is this girl?
She's got two young sons.
What is this girl that has all this sponsorship money? What is she doing involved in a check fucking scam?
Cause, man, you know.
What is she doing? That's some crack hole shit,
it's
man.
It's the same thing like Vic. Vic's got that money from the NFL, but he's gonna have a dog fighting ring, you know?
I gotta cash my check so I can get some crack.
I gotta keep it real.
Why would you just fucking go down to that level? You have all this shit going for you. Why would you get involved in some kind of scam like that?
She's hot, man. You can tell even through that little business suit.
Would you bang
that
Marion
business
Jones?
Suit? She's tight, man.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Would you start those big strong legs?
Yeah. I was never with a black girl.
No.
Or an athlete, for that matter.
What was the closest dark nationality?
That butt is tight. I promise you that.
Jew.
Huh? Really? Holy shit. I'm shocked. I didn't know that. You're learning something new every day on this show.
Well, trade it to a people.
Yeah, I tell you.
So,
I'm trying to make amends.
What do you say? You want to wrap it up?
Sure.
That's it.
I think it was a fine edition of the Chaos Radio Show.
And we still got three stuff on the board,
baby. We still have some stuff left over for next week. Gotta love the board. Thank you all for listening. We love you guys. And we'll catch you next week. 3 weeks in a row, my friend.
3 weeks. I'm shocked, man.
Woo!
So next week, we're just going to try and do a radiothon, I think.
Maybe in the really?
Starting with us, yeah.
Oh, cool.
The guy who runs ComedyPipe.com.
Yeah.
his house went up in flames.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Because of some crackhead tenant.
Yeah.
And he's got zero money, and all his shit was lost.
So we're going to do a fundraiser for him?
Yeah,
I'm all about that. I'm all about that.
Stay tuned. We'll get some information.
We'll get some more details
to
you.
Yeah, we can. We'll donate money. We'll set up some kind of PayPal thing. Definitely, Quip. We will definitely have a fundraiser going. Thank you for listening. We'll be back for week four in a row next week. And listen to all the shows on cringehumorradio.com every day of the week. We're always here with live radio and comedy. Thank you. Check it out. Shut up. Nice to meet you.
Pass you, woman! And have fun at someone else's expense. Oh, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole, yo. I'm an asshole, yo. I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. Myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whaleskin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah, and I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb. That's why. Two words: nuclear fucking weapons. Okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs. Okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? If you've ever taken a cold shower, we'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing this song, pal? I'm an asshole, yo. I'm an asshole.
Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E, everybody. Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E.
I'm an asshole.